cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, upon the face of this very planet we call Earth once again. It is my delight and my pleasure to welcome each and every one of you genuine and hardcore Biafran friends of Biafra, well-wishers all over the world, as my deputy Uchemefo will say, men and women of goodwill around the globe. It is our PM edition every blessed day without fail nor hesitation. We bring you Radio Biafra live uninterrupted transmission from London and also from any city or village in Biafra land, depending on where our assignment takes us to. I welcome each and every one of you. I will, as always, ask you to welcome other people as well, because we are about to continue our ceaseless dissemination, our relentless pursuit of the absolute truth that will lead us into light, that darkness may fall away, and the grace of Chukwu Abiama may once again shine upon the lives of Biafrans, that we may be reconciled to him, and in so doing ensure the restoration of the absolute and full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra in our lifetime. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of them in the far eastern part of the world. For today, it was the turn of those in the Scandinavian countries to experience the cold wind of rejection, as we report that hundreds of our people have now been deported from the Scandinavian countries. Many, many of them have been deported. As I said earlier, wherever there is weakness, the devil will always go there to breach the defenses. They know that Scandinavia is weak. That is why they started from there. Who are the deportees from Scandinavia? They are mostly Biafrans. Such a thing cannot happen at the height and peak of our powers. It could not have happened at the time that devil have not come into some people. Now that Satan has gone into you, This is the result. Our effort was not effectively coordinated on time to stop this very mass deportation. As Udebune told me earlier this evening before I came on air, people have been suffering in the Scandinavian countries for very many years. All of a sudden, unceremoniously, they were bundled into a detention camp, forced onto a plane via Madrid, and now most of them are in Lagos. They were deported without ceremony. They were deported without dignity. And people still wonder, what is it about Biafra that you are doing? Such a thing cannot happen in the United Kingdom. Such a thing cannot happen in the USA. Such a thing cannot happen anywhere. We know that this family is very, very strong without the contaminating influence of devil. That's the comeuppance now, isn't it? Those of you in Scandinavia yapping and talking, don't you know who Tuku Abiyama is? Started with you. Mass deportation for the very first time in the history of Scandinavia because you allowed the devil to come inside you. Most of you are now in Lagos. They said, I wanted to send money to Barrister. Now you have seen the reason why. I said it. The reason why the coordinators in those countries will not step down is because they were not the cause of it. They were not sleeping on duty. Biafrans, we are today humiliatingly deported back to Lagos because the devil came in through some of their coordinators. And now this is the result. What we are doing is divinely ordained from heaven, not of this very earth. Anybody who is daft enough to go against us, every grace of God is withdrawn from that very person. As we understand today, police informants meet with APC. What do you get? The very finest saboteurs you can ever think of. I told you, all the nocturnal meetings in Scandinavia, they are now rounding up all of you and they are deporting you. I am a good-natured human being. I am not happy about it. Because I said under my watch that no Biafran will be deported. And up until now, nobody was being deported. Until the devil came. The same thing that I preach on this very platform that some of you do not listen to. Sometimes people pretend they listen to this very gospel, but they don't grasp the meaning of it. I said, before an enemy can come into your territory to take your oil, they must first divide you, first of all. There must be an opening. The opening was these useless nocturnal meetings, this orchestrated effort by saboteurs, police informants. They have rendered you asunder. What happened once there was a crack in the family? The Scandinavian police, Norway, Finland, and Sweden, they moved in and deported you people. You think they don't watch the news? You think they don't follow what we are doing? Because they know that before we round up to mount any attack, that the devil will not allow some of you to see. That is why I said hundreds were deported this morning. They are in Lagos. If you call Scandinavia, you cannot get them. Go to Lagos somewhere. They are there now. They've been deported, including a pregnant woman. I told you so. You never allow. When we say that, that is why the training of Biafran soldiers is different from any other one before. They are being trained as an impregnable fighting unit. I said impregnable. One unit you cannot penetrate no matter how hard you try. That is how you defend yourself against your enemies, especially when you are surrounded by them. One strike and they have struck in Scandinavia. They will come again unless this family is as strong as it was before in that part of the world, which I know that with the new coordinators we have, it must be. We must circle the wagon once again. We must return from whence we came. Our inscrutable credibility is there for all to see.
that we can never be defeated. I don't want what happened today to happen ever again. If there is anybody without papers who is part of this very family, they must be given maximum protection in the Scandinavian countries. They know the zoo will break up next year. They don't want anybody perambulating, answering to a Nigerian without papers in their territory. Because once this zoo breaks up next year, they have every legitimate right to remain in those areas as bona fide refugees. What others will not tell you here on Radio Biafra, we tell you. Before we go any further, I must acknowledge each and everybody who has worked tirelessly hard to bring us to where we are today, because there are many more good things coming our way. Our job is a very simple one, to go and restore the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth, and in so doing, be able to be worthy to be called the children of the Most High God himself. That is why here we pray always that every honor, every glory, all our accomplishments, every thanks and praise goes to the Almighty God. Nothing we do here is out of our own free will nor strength. Everything we have managed to accomplish, my grammar has to be spot on because I am learned. Very, very educated. I can tell you that. And demonstrably so. Not just paper education, but that can be proven and demonstrated beyond every conceivable doubt. All of you, wherever you are, the reason why we do what we do is because God is on our side. Chukwu Abiama is God and is on our side. That is why we praise him. That is why forever and ever we will continue to honor his name, because we are descended from heaven direct as the children of light. Sometimes people ask us, why do you have Radio Biafra? And I say to them, we have come to bring light where there is darkness. We have come to bring hope where presently there is hopelessness. We have come to bring social, political, and economic cohesion where once there was destitution. People were being rendered asunder. People were being disengaged from the very structures of society that were meant to protect and uphold their dignity. That is why we are here. Above all, to ensure the liberty and freedom of a people that gave humanity freedom and liberty. For those who are not accustomed to the hidden history of Africa, Biafra remains up until this very day the only place, the only homogeneous entity, both in terms of language, culture, and population, that have remained largely without conquest of the type that would have sought to impose their value system on those that surround them. We never rose to that very challenge. We never conquered anybody, and nobody conquered us until the white man came. There was Kanem Boronu Empire. There was the Benin Empire. There was the Oyo Empire. There was even the Sokoto Caliphate, the Fulani Empire, as the case may be. There was even the Hausa Empire. Everybody attempted it one way or the other. But only one people in the whole world, I said. I did not just say Africa. I said the only people in the whole world of such sizable proportion in terms of population, in terms of the ability to read and write, because we had in CBD, we counted from 1 to 400, which is unknown. We never conquered anybody. Think about it. That tells you who we are. We are Republicans by nature, and upon that very Republicanism will I rest everything that we are going to accomplish in terms of restoring our country to return it to its original situation, its original state, which is a Republican state where all men and women are created equal before Chukwu Abiama in heaven and the laws of man on this very earth. That is why we are here. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the only group of people registered at the United Nations. That is number one. I also happen to be the commander of all her forces, those of them who understand the essence of discipline and loyalty. And in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, and not that of man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we have one unique characteristic, one simple one. We do not change. People change. They dance to the whims and caprices of every trending ideology or opinion prevalent at a particular time. For us, we don't change. We are consistent. We don't dine with the enemies of Biafra. We will not talk about Biafra today and ask you to join APC tomorrow. We will not talk about Biafra today. Tomorrow, we are conniving, colluding with Nigeria police. We are not like that. People wonder, how can they accomplish all these things? It is because Chukwu Abiama, having looked into our hearts and our minds, have determined in his infinite mercy, grace, and glory that we have what it takes. We don't change. Anybody asking you to go and join APC one day and the next day they are talking about Biafra, they are not worthy to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Anybody who goes out and claims that Nigeria police are killing our people, the next day you are riding with them, the next day you are selling information to them, you are not worthy to be called a child of God. I can't believe that people are even contemplating harboring those of them with our suffering and blood in them. I cannot begin to countenance. I cannot begin to fathom it. But there lies your weakness. And because of that weakness, hence your destruction will come. You are inconsistent. In other words, you can never be a freedom fighter. Say anything you like about us. One thing is obvious. We are exceptionally consistent. I will wait for the very eminent barrister to join me. And when he does, I shall bring him to you. Wherever you are, this is Radio Biafra live PM transmission coming to you from Biafra land on this very day, the 11th day of December in the year of our Lord 2014. All our protocol, of course, we must observe. Our lines are there. When they open, you will call us. Our Skype, I presume, is working. Having been tested, I believe that at least one of them is working. And also, I believe that some sort of formal announcement was made during the morning broadcast, in which case I am duty-bound to reiterate it. All our funding has gone to Germany. Germany is now responsible for every funds coming into this very movement. It is no longer in England, not in London, not under our control anymore. It has been handed over to the family in London, the IPOB, in Germany. The Biafran family in Germany is now responsible for all our funding needs. They will come here on air every blessed month to tell us how much is coming in and how much is going out. Some of our people are daft. They will be shocked. They will say, is this the derisory amount of money that you are using to do all the things that you're doing? And we will not even bother to answer them. Germany is now responsible for our accounts. Our dear sister, who happens to be our financial controller, Nenayanya, is responsible all over the world. If you want to support what we are doing, you will channel your funds to Germany. No longer to London. Very simple, isn't it? We know what we... Because we have people we can trust. Some other people were given that responsibility. Of course, how on the hour, we know that now. Rather very late. They couldn't handle it. Could they? Our funding has now gone to Germany. We are in Biafra land. Two key things. Funding has gone to Germany. We are now in Biafra land, and there will be monthly updates on every contribution from everywhere in the world. From Germany, our sister will come here to tell us when she is indisposed. Our coordinator in Dusseldorf will be able to come up to tell us exactly where we are and how things are panning out. Germany has a very massive responsibility, and we pray that Ekwensu will not go into them. As other people did. It's a very massive responsibility we are giving to them, and they should not let this very country Biafra down. Our men are in camp, for those who do not know. Our men are in camp. We thank all of them, those of them especially, how the team in Aba took care of them whilst they were there. We commend them, our coordinator in Aba, and also the Biafra land coordinator, Chidebere, who has been working very, very hard. Logistically, everything initially was a nightmare, but now everything is fine. Our men are in camp, and they will need to be fed. They have to be fed. We need to replace their materials from time to time. Each and every one of them must be equipped as a fully fledged fighting unit of this very glorious country called Biafra. And also, when APC meets police informants, you know that something is wrong with those people. It can only happen in Igbo land. This is Radio Biafra. We must once again reiterate our welcome to everybody who is here with us, who is listening. You must go out to tell your people we are on satellite. We are on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. We are also online, www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on tuning.com. Download tuning app. We are there. We also happen to be on rblworld.tv. rblworld.tv. I expect announcements to be made. I expect people to announce our program every morning and every evening on Facebook. We have admins, and I expect them to put up something to say that we are live on air. That is why we have that page, to inform people about the good news of Biafra via what this radio station is doing. It must be announced every day, morning and night. Today, I was an opportunity to do so. Now I am asking for that to be done. You must tell the world that Radio Biafra is live on air, and how they can receive us, and also how they can join the live interactive session anytime our lines open. And also, we must ask every Biafran, anytime you go down on your knees to pray, ask Chukwu Abiama to remove three things from you. They are three of the deadliest of the seven deadly sins. It is called envy, greed, and jealousy. If you remove all these things from your lives, you will become a good Biafran. If any of them is present, you are finished. Very soon you start selling information. You know, buying and selling. Now, that's why I hate buying and selling, you see. Because you must always look for something to sell or to buy. If you're a Biafran, or you claim you are one, you have envy, greed, and jealousy inside you, you must sell something one day. As some are doing now, you'll be selling Biafran secrets, because you have the spirit of buying and selling inside you, fueled by envy, greed, and jealousy. They are very, very deadly. There are seven deadly sins in the world, and these are the three most deadliest. While the other one is gluttony as well. The other one is avarice. Those who are conversant with Chaucer. I read Chaucer. It's a very difficult style of writing or language to master, but we also read it. The seven deadliest sins in the world, topping the list, is envy, greed, and jealousy. That is the characterization of a typical Igbo person. Remove all these things, and you see that the spirit of Chukwu Abiama will enter inside you. And you will begin to be imbibed by the Holy Spirit. And in so doing, become a good Biafran. Anytime you speak, your world will be yea and amen. It will be the truth that will stand the test of time, that events happening elsewhere will come back to always corroborate what you're saying. That is why on our news headlines this evening, we will continue to aptly demonstrate our divinity. Very, very important. Because on this very platform is the temple of truth. Here the truth is propagated. The devil may try all it like. They will try their best, but here on this glorious stage, The truth will prevail always. Light will come and darkness will run away. They will try to be like us. They may pretend to be like us, but they can never be because they don't have it in them to do. Chukwu Abiam did not call them. Chukwu Abiam called us. I can mathematically and scientifically prove it. That Chukwu Abiam said that we should come. I can prove it and tell you the exact spot where I was when I was told, you go and do Biafra or I will destroy you. I had no choice than to do this. I never liked the behavior of Igbo people. I never believed in the fact that you could have lost a war. You could have fought a war for only 3 years. You lose that same war. You go back and join the same people that killed you in claiming one Nigeria. No, I don't believe in that. Never did. That is one thing I find wrong with them. So all the ideological and philosophical inconsistencies inherent in an Igbo man. That is why when they say, Sasa, I don't want to. Of course, they don't want to join you because you are inconsistent. Who would want to join you? 1 minute Biafra, 1 minute APC Boko Haram. What type of people are these? 1 minute Biafran, next minute you are selling information to the police. And you want people from Ijoland, you want Ibibi to join you, you want Efik to join you. You must be joking and out of your useless minds. Nobody will join you for anything. They are more Biafran than you are. It is your treachery and your penchant for betrayal that is keeping people away from you. A bunch of betrayers. From Enugu State, incidentally. Very sad indeed, isn't it? Uriyoma, that is the song you should. Once you sing that song to a betrayer, they are finished. Egori Egu. Uriyoma. Egori, you sing this very song to that person. You are finished. That is all. This is Radio Biafra. Our telephone number, as always, remains 0805-909-8137. I repeat, 0805-909-8137. The barrister is with me. I must defer to him. The very accomplished, the very eminent, the very erudite, the very lucid and fluid barrister is with me. His name is Barrister Mamezu Agagama. Happy Akobolonya Polonya. Come on, because he's one of us. This barrister has joined us all the way from London. Barrister, the whole world is listening, and this is their platform. Radio Biafra, you will please acknowledge them.
Director Owa.
Barrister Igade.
Good evening. You are a good man, Director. You speak as you see fit. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are here with you always. Always. PMAM. Director Owa, I'm a bit shocked hearing that some of our Biafran brothers have been deported from Scandinavians.
Why not, Barrister? Why didn't they start from the UK? Because they know we are there and very formidable. As soon as the devil came in, these Scandinavian authorities, they struck immediately. Because they know that before we run around, and it's to point a court charge for the barrister. Before you finish gossiping and know that your own brother have been taken, it's too late in Lagos already. You think these are white people and they know what they're doing. They were waiting for us. As soon as these gossip mongers and whoremongers came in, they struck immediately. By the time you know it, over 100 of you are in Lagos airport, scratching your heads. When we were formidable attending our conferences there, did anybody have the temerity to challenge us because they know what we can do? Can you believe that after attending a conference in Norway, of all places, they still struck in Norway? They took our people away. Why? Because the leadership were compromised. I will hand you Shinandiyama. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Director, my problem is this. When you have a surname and you've decided to abandon your surname, our people, or what the people usually say, when you abandon the particular tree that you're supposed to climb onto, what do you expect? Director, this, Radio Biafra, that, are they able to help themselves?
No.
The answer is no.
Capital,
they
have been deported. Capital, no, Barrister.
you avoided the particular tree that is guiding you. Director, I have to make this confession. Even those in India, those in Japan, those in China, I represent them all the way from London for the sake of Biafra restoration. If you abandon Biafra and start singing the song of Nigeria, you are obviously and of course, res ipsa loquitur. They have seen the facts by their own eyes. To making sure nobody is tainted, nobody is disrupted, and nobody is deleted or denigrated. But if you do it by your own accord, of course, there is nothing I can ever do for you. If you left Chukwu Abiyama and start following another god, what do you expect? You left Biafra. You prefer shadow. Shadow can never protect you. So, what do? We soldier on. Director, that's a quotation that was sent to me. I've forgotten that particular quotation. But I'll come back when I analyze the news. After the war, the Israelites counted their people and says, no single person is missing. Who are the Israelites? Biafrans. Forget about this concoction. White people everywhere. In Australia, white people. New Zealand, white people. These are black countries. Israel is a black country. Biafrans are Israelites. We abandon our own Chukwu Abiyama and start serving and worshipping other gods. What do you expect? This lady, I was director in my quest for immigration. What I slept about nearly 5 o'clock this a.m. because I was listening to this lady from Malaysia preaching and asking Malaysian government to behave this morning. Preaching and asking Malaysian government to behave themselves and to allow our people to breathe. This guy just they mercilessly beat the hell out of this guy. But in our own country, we look after foreigners. In our own particular homeland, in our villages and towns, we look after them. But they could not look after us. Why? Because of our foolishness. If you say that your yam is a small yam, it will remain a small yam. You say your ban, Oba, is a small ban. So it will be. Chukwu Abiyama, of all heavenly elements, protected Biafrans all the way through. We decided to abandon. We decided to castigate. We decided to. Man is God to man. Chukwu Abiyama will never come down from heavens and direct us. Chukwu Abiyama came via director Omar Nnamdi Kanu to minister his people. Jesus Christ came here, there. They killed him. And they think that your God will come in the name of spirit. Nobody has ever seen wind. You can never see a wind blowing. You can only feel it. Chukwu Abiyama brought man is God to man to us. And we are talking rubbish. Now, those who are deported, if you check very well, they are those who are falling short of the glory of Chukwu Abiyama. They don't want to believe in Biafra. If you don't believe in what belongs to you, what the hell are you going to believe or belong to? I'm sad. I'm angry. But I refuse to be emotional. There are people, every time, why is it that evil people are the people always at the end of suffrage? They are always suffering.
Because barrister, they love gossiping. Isn't it funny? As they were busy yapping on Facebook, the Scandinavian authorities were busy compiling their names to deport them.
And this thing has never happened before. We started this family building all the way since April of 2012. Such a thing has never happened before. I came on the air and I said it. Anywhere we have a presence, you can never deport a Biafran from there. Unless that person wants to go of their own accord. And what has happened in Scandinavia is an insult. It's a collective
Director,
insult.
You know why? You know why? They claim Sierra Leoneans, they claim Ghanaians, they claim Ivory Coastian, they claim all sorts. And they will abandon the particular Chukwudiama that's supposed to have given them that final respite. They forget the name Biafra. They forget it. And then, lo and behold, that our people usually say, Onyeburu Dibieja Boroyo Bunde Meyashiana Awona. When you abandon that particular coverage, your safeguard, and you think that those who are after you have left you. No, they haven't. Director, anybody who abandoned Biafra, anybody who put their backs on Radio Biafra is likely to suffer humiliation. You are likely to suffer deletion. You are likely to suffer foolishness and stupidity. And I tell you, I would rather suffer what we call enmity than to suffer humiliation. Director, Ogbokama Owuarema, this is how we put it in the Wari language. Ogbokama Owuarema. I would rather suffer enmity than to suffer humiliation, degradation, and all the rest of it. My people, it will come back to you. You think you're doing me, you think you're doing Director Owa? No, you're not doing him. You are, whatever you think doesn't even affect him. You can cook story up, you can draw it, you can, whichever way you put it, as it does not affect him.
As one Oka, was it Kabaka that played that song, As One Oka? Was it
Ubaba is a Baraka.
Abraka, is it Abraka?
Abraka from Owerri.
Of course.
Azwanuke, eh, Azwanuka, eh, na Azwanuke, Azwanuka, Director, Owa, Onye Mwereki Mwere Ife, according to the Anambra people. Onye Jukwagi Juri Ife, if anybody rejects you, they have rejected themselves.
And the Scandinavian police will come. Scandinavian immigration will come.
Anybody who has taken you has embraced the truth, honesty, integrity, and freedom. We are not kidding here. We are not massaging words. We tell you the way it is. I am at the forefront, fighting with immigration, trying to protect my people. Not me. I'm already protected. I'll be a human advocate today. That I'm protected. I am saving my people. But those who are trying to build, are they saving themselves? No.
They are gossiping.
Loretta, what shall I do? Ruben came in and saw that Joseph has been lifted from the pit. He put him in order to bring back to his father. Before Ruben arrived, Joseph has been taken away. He looked around and didn't see him, said, the lad is gone. Aye, where shall I go? Loretta, our people are deported. It doesn't give me any joy. It does not give me any joy. Okuko, because of Abubaya, that is why Okuko is big. A hen is big today because of the feathers. If my people are diminished, deleted, where am I? I can never stand alone. I can never be alone. Onye Chinani Abriye Cheki. You want to be alone and live alone. Remember that one day you get old. Who will be there to wash your back? Director, I cry for my people. The British people tell me, don't cry for me, Argentina. But I am crying for my people.
Don't cry
for them. They are perishing because of their foolishness.
They are ignorant.
The Igbo people are perishing. They prefer Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They are killing them on a daily basis, raping, beheading. And as Zondi Igbo, 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 you are trying to protect them. They are protecting themselves with gossip and foolish innuendos that do not tally. Nothing. all is just rubbish. And those who are talking, a frog. You are trying to be very agitative underwater. You make sure you are strong. You have no purpose. You are writing. You are protesting. You are arguing. Director, if you have nothing, my mom always tell me, when you have nothing and you start bragging, those who have something will eliminate you. Period.
Of course.
And that's exactly what happened now. But if you are gentle, one of my uncles told me, the reason why you see an antelope stays too long in a bush because it's always hiding. That's why an antelope stays too long in a bush, because you will not allow the hunter to see him or her. But our people, you don't have nothing, you make noise. You follow those who are standard on the floor. You want to fight, you want to talk, you want to... I'm not happy they are deported, because that's my job. And I do all I could to protect those who are here in our kingdom. And very soon I'll petition to the Scandinavian countries.
Why will
to find out why.
Why will you petition them? You can't go to them and say, I am a Biafran. And at the same time, you are on... They think these governments don't come on Facebook. You're on Facebook talking rubbish. Of course they'll put it together. They will say you're not serious. They will say these people are not serious. That means you're lying to us. Because on one hand, you claim you are a Biafran fighting for freedom. On the other hand, you're here writing this rubbish. That's what they did. And you feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for nobody. I don't. Oh no. Heaven knows I don't. Anytime, as you said, barrister, before you pick a fight with us, go and ask yourself, those that tried it before, how are they? Very soon now, they'll come back and they'll start begging, oh, why don't we unite and get together and unite and be in unison and unity? Nonsense. You didn't know that very well. Barrister, somebody told me that I shouldn't talk to these idiots. That Chukwu Abiyama is going to teach them a very bitter lesson, one after the other, for meddling in a project that he ordained. That he will deal with them. And I said to you before, we have been doing this version of Biafra since 2012. Has there ever been this type of mass raiding before? Our people swept away clean from Scandinavia. Do you know the funniest thing, barrister? All the nocturnal meetings, the headquarters of all this nonsense, and they are standing there, all these police informants, is Scandinavia. Man, that's where the soldiers are sweeping from. They have seen it now.
Director,
please go ahead.
I tell you this. You know, last night, during the time of executive directorate meeting, our renowned Radio Biafra contributor, a staunch Biafran, a former, says, barrister always talk about forgiveness. That is barrister's business. Director, don't forget, whenever you have negative, you always have positive. I once told my mom, I want to be wicked. My mom said, no. God has created you the way he has. You can never change yourself. Okay. Where you have black, you always see white. Where there is positive, there is negative. Director, I can't change myself. Too late, really. For those who believe that anybody that does evil will meet it head on, people are like that. And there are people who believe forgiveness. I said, you know something else? Even Chukwu Abiyama, sometimes when he's angry, he does not forgive. He never forgets those who built cannot created the same way. There are people, my mom again would tell me, when one spirit is killing a child, another spirit is saying, leave that child. I am one of those who will say, leave. It does not change the status quo. It does not change that what will happen will not happen. But I have to be who I am. I cannot change to become director. neither can I be Uchemefor, the deputy director. And I cannot be our doctor engineer, Iranya. Neither will I be our renowned, well-educated professor, our own Odenigbo. Director, we are all different. Why do we have diplomats? Why do we have arbitration? Why do we have those who will solicit for the sake of peace? Please don't kill me because Barrister Mamelodi is the way he is. Neither will I kill you because of the way you are. We are all different, but centrally unique in different ways. My people, some of you see me as a very quiet, weak individual. And some of you see me as a clever, quiet man. Whichever way you saw me, I am who I am, as Chukwu Abiyama put it, and I can never change for anything else. But onyebiri, whatever you are, remain what you are, because you can never change from what you are. Never would I be changed from what I am. All I'm asking my people, be united and restore Biafra. If you ever overlook Biafra, you will always die. You always meet humiliation. You will always be deleted on this planet Earth. In unity. I spoke to one of our brothers in Caribbean, from Trinidad and Tobago. This guy is Mr. Uba. He is from our own Anioma. He was telling me an old story. His daddy said to him, break a broom. He took a single broom and broke it. And his daddy gave him a bunch of this particular broom. He couldn't. Once we are divided, how sorrowful are the Boko Haram? Will eat us as rice. But if we remain, director, I told you when you go back to him, we'll say, please get guys that do not tolerate rubbish. Imam Meru will tolerate rubbish. But please don't put me in that particular state because I will dissuade you. Put those who have eyes at their back. Because somebody like me, I believe in mercy. Put people whose hearts are not into merciful. Not all of us are merciful. Chukwu Abiyama created us differently and position us where we will function effectively. Director, I am who I am. And you are who you are. Good evening.
Of course. Good evening, Barrister. Good evening. Thank you very much for that. That was the very eminent barrister himself. Barrister is who he is. I accept that. And I remain who I am. I don't forgive and I don't forget. One strike and you are out. There is no peace conference now nor never. To never happen. That is why we got to where we are today. There is no compromise, no retreat, no surrender. We are incorruptible. I don't want people to come in and corrupt what we are doing, that the mercy of God may abandon us. God forbid, that will not happen under my watch. Never, ever, ever. The deportation is not very good, I know that. But it's only the beginning. If you hold meetings at night against a project divinely ordained from heaven, you are asking for trouble. They can go and form whatever alliance they wish. I said it before, all our enemies will be driven into one camp, into the hands of our enemies, and then we kill them. I don't change from what I said. I never change. The reason why we have not struck up until now is because we need to be prepared and measured before we commence. Anything I start, I don't stop. They must know that by now. We are taking our time. We are preparing for them. We will find them wherever they are. Wherever they are, all these police informants, all these APC people, wherever they are, we will fight to the finish. We are still building our structures here on the ground, or rebuilding them, because they were all contaminated and compromised. Rebuilding them. There will be no mercy. I swear to God in heaven, people will beg and say, oh, remember this. I will tell them, I will not listen to you. I won't listen. They must understand this very well. Ask those that came before them what became of them.
then they will understand that things will happen here very, very soon. Before we go and meet Awosa and Yoruba, we'll deal with these idiots first. This is Radio Biafra. We will continue to present our news and our headlines, of course, and accompanying news summary. And I don't have any delight in me because innocent people were also involved. Scandinavian countries deport scores of Nigerians. They brought them back. They have been deported for gossiping needlessly. They looked at them and said, okay, oh, these are the people, eh? You don't know what is freedom fighting. You don't know what is idle yap. Yappy, yappy, yappy. They look and say, oh, these are the so-called freedom fighters. One. Freedom fighting. It's not done that way. Something done out of principle. You must be created. You must be made to fight for your country. It's not by force. But the bane of Igbo people, envy, greed, and jealousy, which is why Ibibi doesn't want to join you. Oh, they don't like us now. Who will like you? They will mad hojong. Who will like you? Every little information you have, you trade. Somebody went to a place where we put our real estate in a part of, I will use the word, Imo State, and said to the person, oh, I'm coming here to the Emeba. If you annoy me too much, I'll call Nigerian police for you. And the man started panicking, said, oh, please, you push, you come and take your equipment and go. Please, please, please. I don't want to go to police station. Not a Awosa person. No. Oh, when I told people that Awosa gave birth to some of you, you think I'm joking? You need to have Awosa blood in you to be able to do that. This is Radio Biafra. Scandinavian countries deport scores of Nigerians. Doesn't give me joy. The zoo needs 18.9 trillion, they said. 18.9 trillion to revitalize power transport sectors. How many times will they be revitalized? Jonathan talks about, what's that his slogan again? Jonathan, it's a, not empower, what's it called? Transformational agenda. Transformational. Did you transform the power sector? The answer is no. Did you transform the transport sector? The answer is no. Jonathan, what indeed have you been transforming? Jonathan reminds me of Theodore Oji of Abia State. I never knew somebody could make Oji Zokalo look like a saint. Jonathan makes Obasanjo look like a genius in terms of economic delivery. I'm telling you the truth. Jonathan is imbecilic. Imbecilic to the core. Travel from Enugu to Port Harcourt. You see what I mean? In fact, try and leave Port Harcourt to Enugu and see if it is possible. Then you will understand how daft this man is. Nigeria, now they are telling us that the zoo needs 18.9 trillion to revitalize power. You give them this 18.9 trillion, these baboons, they will put it in their private jet, they will fly off. Charunu Waka, say, look at these monkeys. They go into their private jets and they fly away. Meanwhile, you are busy gossiping. Oh, what type of shoes is he wearing today? What type of tie is he wearing? Oh, can't you see? Hey, you believe in this COG. Black people from Africa. Daft to the core. Daft. That is why we are where we are. Very, very poor and very, very wretched, incidentally. Falling oil price could breed political instability. Why? Because only oil do they have. That is the only thing they sell. If there is no crude oil, this place will go back into the dark ages. In fact, it will go back to the Stone Age. The only thing they know is oil. Sell oil and get money. Boko Haram depends on oil. Atiku Abubakar, oil. Chief Imam of Kanu Mosque, oil. Emir of Kanu, oil. Sultan of Sokoto, oil. Where are these oil coming from? Biafra land. Does anybody from Biafra benefit from the oil? The answer is no. Have you been to Ebema? Have you been to Ohaji? Have you been to Nembe? Have you been to Ogoniland? Where have you been to? Are they benefiting from the oil? The answer is no. The ones benefiting are Awosa, Fulani, and Yoruba. You go to these places, what are they doing to recover what is theirs? No, they are busy gossiping. Yappy, yap, every time. Actually, we are busy gossiping, trying to log into Radio Biafra London. Immigration and Akwa can also book roll from there. Daft people. They think Radio Biafra is a simple example of what Chukwu Abiamu would do. I said, anything that comes out of my mouth is gospel. Go and watch and see what will happen to the enemies of Biafra. Scandinavia is just a preamble of what is to come for holding meetings at night. They are finished. Nigeria loses 3.8 trillion on oil invoicing reports. When I told you before that you can come and take oil and go away without paying for the people, thought it was a joke. You know, that is the thing about our people. I told them that this girl, Rita Anebuok, is our worst. People think it's a joke. He's just playing, you know, the way the director talks is just... Hi, my God, my people. For 9 months. That is why she thinks she can be destructive. When I tell you that the zoo called Nigeria, you can come and take oil and go. You thought I was joking before. But the news is here. What we do is that we blog news, because if we write what is happening here, you will not believe us. If we say that this is the news coming from Radio Biafra, written by Radio Biafra reporters, you will say no, it's not true. Because we are not Adebo Wale or Shegun or Laitan. You're not Yoruba. You won't believe us. Why do you think Igbo people attend Yoruba churches? Because Igbo people don't believe in themselves. They see every other Igbo person as a criminal the way they are. So it is better I go to Yoruba church where Yoruba pastor is deceiving me. It is better than an Igbo pastor deceiving me. Nigeria loses 3.8 trillion on oil invoicing report. Loses means the money is gone. Gone forever. Transformational agenda, my food. Buhari emerges as the APC flag bearer. The brother yesterday, Okorocha, when I was telling you Okorocha is our worst, I never believed me. Okorocha came into, you know, our people don't follow what I call sequential logic. That is why white people will always be ahead of black people. Sequential logic, logic. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 2 = 3. Not 1 + 1 = 8. As black people will think. Anybody with any sense in their brain will know that once you came to Abga, you lived in Jos, your dressing is Awosa. Everything about you is Awosa. You are in Ogboni fraternity. You come back, you pleaded and begged and said, they have rejected me. AMPP rejected Okorocha. He went to PDP, they chased him away. He ran to Abga. Oh, I'm Igbo, please look at me, make me Igbo. I'm Igbo man. They gave him ticket, voted him into power. And what happened? Okonukochandi and Ine took all these people in Imo State into APC, Awosa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Yet it did not register in the mind. That is to tell you how perverse our reasoning is. How low we are. Low, beyond contempt. Or beneath contempt, as you say, not beyond, beneath contempt. What happened to us? Okorocha took us for one almighty ride. He came, he saw, he pillaged, he conquered the minds of our people, because an Igbo person understand only lies. Okwuasi, lie to them, they would follow you. Tell them the truth, they'll be saying, no, I'm not too sure. That is why all those that follow this very gospel on Radio Biafra, as preached under the auspices of the Indigenous People of Biafra, are indeed the chosen ones of God. Chukwu Abiamu picked all of them. God made sure that they came along. Okorocha deceived you, joined APC, you couldn't see it. He went and released India Awosa from detention, left his own people inside there, you never saw it. Awosa on NTA, Awosa in government house, Awosa everywhere, you never saw it. Until now, he said, I am withdrawing. My senior brother Buhari should go for what is a better candidate. All of that garbage about Ndibu having presidential aspiration is all. Where is it now? When they came out before and told you Igbo presidency, is it 2011 or is it 2015? I'm going Nandi and Dioshi. They don't have it in them. they are not consistent. Consistency is the key. If you are not consistent, how can you do well? There is no intellectual, no ideological or philosophical consistency. How can you do well? How is that possible? You don't know where you stand. Today you're a police informant. Tomorrow you're printing Biafra t-shirt. The next day, where are you? I ask. Bilie, ndio shinde nodwani. 1 minute you want to contest the UPP. Next minute, everybody should go and join APC. Next minute, we are in court fighting for Biafra. Your inconsistency reeks. It stinks. No wonder we are at the very foot of the ladder. Because even Chukwu Abiam, having looked at us, he found nothing. There is no virtue, there is no honor. Until he asked us to come. Until we came. Until he determined that we should come. You love lies. Here we don't lie. We tell you the truth. And no amount of concoction on our economy doesn't concern me. It doesn't bother me. What matters to me is that I do the work of God. And that my wife is beautiful. That's all that matters to me. This is Radio Biafra. Atiku concedes defeat in APC presidential primaries. Buhari wins it. You can start campaigning for Awasa as usual. People without honor nor shame. I will not fail the zoo, says Jonathan. What have you been doing since 2011 then? If it's not failure. Said he will not fail. But of course, he understands the minds of black people. I keep asking, you know, sometimes I no longer blame Michael Jackson for bleaching the skin and straightening the hair. I can't blame him anymore. Because, in fact, he's a visionary. From what I have seen of black people, Michael Jackson should be commended. You see the truth and the light. You know, a black person fascinates me. You see the truth, the path to righteousness, and you see evil. You abandon righteousness, you follow evil. That shows who you are. Military tells journalists, collaborate with us. They have lost the battle, so they're asking journalists to massage the news. As terrorists attack again, claims 5,042 lives in November alone. November strike rate is 5,042. And they're still buying their private jets and flying abroad. Saudi King donates $35 million to hopeless, pathetic West Africa, as usual. $35 million. That is what Dangote's concession makes in about, say, 2-3 days. Why can't he give? Have you heard of Dangote donating money to fight Ebola before? So is it $5 billion last year he gave? Every money he makes from Microsoft, he gives to charity to help Africa. The richest man in Africa, Dangote, hasn't given one penny. Why? Because he's an African. He is black and wicked. That is the way your minds are. That is why Chukwu Abiam abandoned Africa. Somebody told me the other day, I keep making reference. Anytime people are so wretchedly poor, leave them like that. That is how God made them because of their wickedness. I am beginning to believe that in heaven where they are creating people, that is why I don't know what I'm doing here because I'm not a wicked person. Maybe anybody, you know, they said before a child is born or even conceived that heaven knows about it. Maybe when they look at a child with the propensity to be evil, they say, this one, send this one to Africa. This one is evil. Send this one to Africa immediately. He's an evil person. We all came here full of our respective evil characters everywhere. I ask you, when I say something, I give you proof and evidence. I don't believe in conjecture. I said, Saudi King is donating $35 million to fight Ebola in West Africa. How much did Dangote give? Zero. Because you people are wicked. Embodiment of evil. This UG. Black people from Africa. No wonder you were taken into America as slaves. Turned you into farm animals. Because of your wicked nature. But here will cure you of that disease. Radio Biafra will cure the black man of their wickedness and the disease they possess. Here will cure you. Because evil is evil. Most of you don't quite understand. Most of you don't appreciate that sometimes it is good to be good. And black people, if you show them kindness, they try to take advantage of you. Because in their nature, there's an Irish preacher called Arthur Conan Doyle. Google the name. A-R-T-U-A-R-T-H-U-R. Arthur Conan Doyle. Conan is C-O-N-A-N. Doyle is D-O-Y-L-E. He's a very fiery Irish preacher. See what he said about black, and then you will understand it. I'm not saying all of this so you can go and kill yourself. Of course, if you do, that would be handy. That would be one less idiot gone. What we want you to do is to change from your evil, wicked ways. Embrace the truth and the light. Abandon envy, greed, and jealousy. That Chukwu Abia Meme love thee. Very, very important. As for us, our own task is very simple. To remain incorruptible. To remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. Not to have any fear when we stand before our enemies. To speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. The truth must be spoken. Eziokubundo. And to make sure we help those who are unable to help themselves and that we do no wrong. That is what we are here for. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. You know what is gold? My dust touch. No retreat and no... The devil will keep trying, of course. That is the job of the devil. But we shall overcome all of them. One after the other. Ekwensu, bekwensu, chineke bu chineke. Foreign workers kidnapped. Even from Pakistan, poverty and crisis in Africa, all the time in Africa is poverty, poverty, poverty. Have you ever asked yourself, why is that the case? Why is it that every other part of the world is developed apart from Africa, black Africa? Because you people are evil. Evil people. That is who you are. You think God in heaven is stupid? Is that what you think? No, we mock God. We call his name, but we do evil in his name. You think he's going to love you? You must be kidding. Look at Scandinavian countries. They were just waiting. As long as, show me my transformer or my transmitter. Where is it? Is it coming? Where is it coming? I was told it's at point A. It's now at port B. They said, oh, and you're telling me you people are, Nigeria is persecuting you, but you have time. Come here and yap all you like. Now you have the time. Anyway, there's no network to be yapping here. I'm sorry. No fewer than this now, the news in greater detail, please. No fewer than 100 animals from the zoo called Nigeria were on Wednesday deported from four Scandinavian countries for immigration and related offenses. The deportees were from Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland. You know the funniest thing? These are the places where they were holding meetings against us at night. Chijihana atatamo. Koke nimabale. They were flown into the Murtala Muhammad International Airport, Ikeja, in Lagos, aboard a chartered aircraft that took off from Oslo, Norway, en route to Madrid, in Spain. The plane touched down in Lagos at about 6:50 p.m., after which it taxied to the cargo wing. They didn't even bring them to the, they took them to the cargo because they are human cargo. Took them to the cargo wing of the airport where the deportees were handed over to security agencies for documentation. Immediately after disembarking from the aircraft, the deportees were escorted by security personnel who led them to, the palace gate entrance of the cargo terminal. One of the deportees, who would not want his name mentioned, told a Nigerian newspaper that Nigerian embassy officials in Sweden connived with the Norwegian authorities to facilitate their deportation. According to him, a certain female embassy official collected over 1,000 euros per deportee from the Norwegian government to facilitate their return to Nigeria. Another deportee, who also pleaded anonymity, alleged that the authorities maltreated her in Finland despite her being pregnant. She noted that after spending over 8 years in in Greece, she moved to Finland to seek asylum. It was gathered that the deportees were sent packing after they failed to secure asylum in Finland, where they had been in a deportation camp. Need I say more? How can you declare asylum claiming you are a Biafran and then you're deported? It's impossible. It's either because you are not truthful to yourself, the family there where you are is not working very hard, or that I myself have failed in the discharge of my duties. We are without blame in all of this. Without blame. People allowed the devil to come in inside them, and the devil walked immediately. Swept people away. When we should be talking about securing the release of those of them in detention camps, making sure that no identified... We used to preach to them, I have been to Norway, I have also been to Sweden, to preach this very gospel. Biafra is the only way out. They never listened. But now some of them are back here. They will listen, won't they? Wahoso, they listen. Anyway, I am not Yoruba. Why would they listen to me? Nigeria needs, is it 18.9 trillion to revitalize power transport sectors. The Director General of the Bureau of Public Enterprise, Mr. Benjamin Ndiki, has said that the country required about 18.9 trillion naira for the development of three critical sectors of the nation's economy. They listen to Radio Biafra, they copy what we say, they want to develop their key infrastructural sectors. They cannot do it because of rampant corruption. They cannot do it because of their philosophical inconsistency. They cannot do it because nobody loves this very place. None of them is patriotic. They cannot do it because they don't have it in them to do. They can try. It is just like somebody saying, oh, I want to try and become the president of the zoo. You cannot. Nobody can do anything with this zoo. No human being can. Nobody can. Because for you to succeed, Babangida, every corrupt ex-head of state must be dead. Every corrupt public official must be dead. How are you going to do that? Nzokwo tried it by killing corrupt politicians. They said he was tribalistic. They came and massacred nearly 6 million people, where we come from. You can't start a revolution in the zoo because, where is it going to start? Is it from Yoruba? So you, Igbo, will come to Yoruba and kill our people? No. Is it going to start from here? No, it won't start from Biafra land either. So there can never be a revolution. In other words, the zoo called Nigeria is the best place for very despotic people. You can rule forever. Nobody will do anything to you. Nobody will do nothing to you. This same Director General is saying that this is contained in a statement issued by Mr. Chibo Anichebe, the Bureau Head of Public Communications in Abuja on Thursday. What's this man's name again? Diki said the amount was required to be injected into oil and gas, power and transport sectors in the next 6 years. He stated that Diki made the assertion in a paper he presented at the annual general meeting of Manufacturers Association of Nigeria, MAN. The paper was entitled Making Nigeria Work, a dialogue between real sector and the reformer. He said that about 5.5 trillion naira worth of investment would have been required for the rehabilitation and modernization of railway and construction of new road network across the zoo. Diki indicated that in the next 6 years, Nigeria will require about $18 billion to $20 billion of investment in power sector. No, you don't need that. But we're not going to tell you what we're going to do in Biafra land. We will not tell you, will we? That's what they want us to say, to tell them what we are going to do so they will copy it and put it in Yoruba land. No, we won't tell you. This is Radio Biafra. They want more money. I give you an example. Give them this money now. He said 20 billion. Give him 20 billion. You see what will happen to the money. The money will quickly fritter away and disappear. It will disappear. We continue. Falling oil price could breed political instability. We know that because it is only oil that you sell to make money. Analysts have continued to predict hard times for countries like Nigeria, whose foreign exchange income is largely dependent on oil export. They fear that the steady decline in the prices of crude oil poses great danger for them. According to the New York Times, the price of crude oil continued to collapse on Monday, plunging to a five-year low as oil giants began to scale back on their drilling ambitions and power the ranks of their workers. On the same day that the American oil benchmark traded around $63 per barrel, down more than 4%. ConocoPhillips announced it would cut investment spending in 2015 by 20%, the biggest sign here that major oil companies are contracting. The only thing that the zoo called Nigeria has is the oil in Biafra land. If they don't sell oil, they will all starve to death. If there is no oil coming in, that means Boko Haram will not have money from Buhari to buy more weapons. Then what does that portend for everybody? More suicide bombers, more chaos, more death, more destruction. Whoever planned this is doing exceptionally well. I love it. The zoo is collapsing. 2015 is pivotal. The zoo must come to an end. This place is not fit to exist, and we shouldn't allow it to exist. As the zoo itself loses 3.8 trillion on oil invoicing report, Nigeria has lost a total of 3.8 trillion, about $22 billion to trade invoicing and other anomalies in the petroleum sector in 9 years, covering 2002 to 2011. Revealing this in a report released yesterday titled the 2014 Nigerian Natural Resources Charter Benchmarking Report. The report said this is due partly to weak cost regulation in the oil and gas sector. I told you before, you can come and take oil, you will not pay. That is why, or that was the reason why the British gave power and control to Hausa, Fulani people. The same thing is now happening today. You can see it all around you. You can see it all around you. That the zoo called Nigeria have lost 3.8 trillion, trillion in poor invoicing. And people keep asking, why do they want Biafra? Atiku has considered defeat. I don't know where they're going to get the oil money from to a former petroleum minister and coup plotter, Buhari, who came out today to acknowledge the presidential ticket given to him by APC, by Igbo people from Imo State, so that they can build more mosques, you know what? They can come and build more places to stab our people to death, bring more Boko Haram. I will not fail the zoo, says Jonathan. The president, Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, this morning took to the rostrum at the expansive Eagle Square, exuding unbridled joy as he accepted his nomination as the standard flag bearer of the PDP, promising not to fail the nation. Let me assure you, I will not fail the PDP party. I will not fail this nation, Jonathan said. You have already failed. You have done nothing. The only thing Jonathan could have done is to behave like the clerk by dividing the zoo into its various natural component parts. But due to, let us see from the seven deadly sins, what he suffers from. He suffers from greed, he suffers from avarice, and he suffers from, of course, that's what it is, lust for power. That's why he's there. He told thousands of delegates from 36 states of the zoo, all who gave him a unanimous endorsement at the special convention of the party, that he would commit his all to ensure that the zoo marches forward and not backwards, saying the past is not as important as the future, where he says our destiny lies, not the past. Jonathan, do you know how you can make power supply available to everybody? The answer is no. Jonathan, under your watch, can people go to a tap and drink potable water? The answer is no. Jonathan, under your watch, can people class the certificate they are holding as some sort of qualification? The answer is no. Jonathan, under your watch, how much does it cost to fly from Lagos to Owerri? You can fly from Greece, from London to Athens, 2 times. I repeat, you can fly from London to Athens, which is approximately about, say, 3 to 4 hours. But to fly for 45 minutes, for 50 minutes, costs more than flying from London to Athens. What has Jonathan done? Is it the good roads? Then you have not traveled along Port Harcourt Enugu Expressway, then you will understand. I don't know what is good about people lying and transforming what they know they are incapable of transforming. As the military tells journalists to please help us, collaborate with us, lie with us, so we can give people false information. It has been gathered today that media practitioners in the zoo have been urged to collaborate with the military in the task of building a strong and united nation. The general officer commanding the GOC 81 Division of Nigerian Army, Major General Tamono Miebi, DB, made the plea at a workshop organized for the Army Public Relations Officers and Defense Correspondents in Lagos. He stressed the need for journalists to always cross-check and confirm every information they have before publishing. Major General Dibi pointed out that the foreign media hardly castigate their leaders even when they are wrong. That means he has not been studying foreign papers or reading foreign news. This man is saying, why are they afraid of castigation? I am not afraid of castigation myself. It makes me stronger. It makes me to work harder. And over time, it brings loyal people closer to me. Those who follow the truth. That's the meaning of it. So why are you afraid of being castigated? I'm not afraid of being castigated. I love it. I believe in criticism. I love it a lot. It makes people to work harder. Why are they worried? Because the brain of an African man that isn't far from that of an ape cannot comprehend it. They can't understand it. As I was explaining to those around me before we came on air, there is a very massive difference, you see. Sometimes the Darwin theory of evolution becomes slightly appealing as against that of creation. Because if you look at a baboon, I'm saying this because of the way we think in Africa. If you look at a chimpanzee, the mental ability of a chimpanzee was developed up to a particular extent and it stopped. That of an ape, a silverback in the Congo forest, developed up onto a particular stage and it stopped. They cannot speak very well nor communicate very well outside their own group. It's understandable. They cannot cook. I think they have been observed to make fire or something like that. I'm not quite sure. I need to go back to that documentary I watched on Eden. So their range of skills is limited. The same thing applies to a black African person. If we never had any contact with the Western world, for instance, I doubt if one day we'll sit down and say, let's build a rocket that will take us to the moon or to the sun, or to leave things in outer space that will enable us to be able to use a mobile phone or a laptop to communicate. Limit to one's ability to reason. That concerns me very much. I believe that I am... people may see this as sounding slightly pessimistic, but I very much doubt. If you see what black people are doing in South Africa under Zuma, under all these people, apart from Mandela, you begin to wonder if we can rise above a particular level intellectually. That is what concerns me. If our knowledge is finite, that we cannot do better than we are doing at the moment, then I am afraid for the future of this very race called black people. Terrorist attack claims 5,042 lives in November. Jihadist attacks around the world in November killed a total of 5,042 people, showing Islamist extremism is stronger than ever, despite Al-Qaeda's declining role, a new study published on Thursday said. 5,042 killed in November. Killed by who? Islam. Oh, the religion of peace. The religion of Buhari. The religion of Imo State. Under Okorocha. 5,042 people killed. Do I need to say more? They found in this research that Islamic jihadists in Iraq and Syria were responsible for around half of the violence, 308 attacks, responsible for 2,206 deaths. The data makes it clear that jihadists and Al-Qaeda are no longer one and the same, the report said. Everybody is now killing. Get a few friends together. Start your own beheading club. I will found one maybe with Buhari. Let us create a beheading club in Inowore. Where we'll be beheading people. Beheading club. We find one in the world as well. Amazing people. Amazing. Daphne. Saudi King donates $35 million to fight Ebola in West Africa. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. It is the House of Saud. Very, very important. That is the name of the monarchy. But Quran said there shouldn't be any king, you know. That's the funniest thing about it. But the custodian of Mecca and the Blackstone in Mecca, they call, is it the Kabbalah, whatever they call it. I don't know what they call it. Is a king. Anyway, enough of human hypocrisy. He has extended a grant of $35 million to help fight Ebola in West Africa. In a statement to the media on this occasion, Dr. Ahmed Mohamed Ali, president of the Islamic Development Bank, And I ask myself, where is the Christian Development Bank? But anyway, that doesn't really matter because Oluseyi Ajofor and Kande are busy buying private jets, deceiving and duping poor people. What do you expect? You are going to churches for miracle, ain't you? Islamic Development Bank, they said that the Ebola fighting program initiated by custodian of the two holy mosques and implemented by IDB comprises the following elements: providing schools with thermal sensors and medical examination equipment designed to diagnose the disease, thereby facilitating its treatment and preventing its spread. They said that the Saudi king is the custodian of the two holy mosques. That is the one in Mecca and the one in, what is it? Is it Jeddah? Two Islamic holy sites. Mecca and Jeddah is called, isn't it? And IDB, Islamic Development Bank. They are taking over the world, you know. After all, their brother is in power in America, Obama. All Islamic people everywhere. ISIS wants to sell the body of James Foley for $1 million. They kill you. If they ask for ransom, you don't pay, they will kill you. And then they will sell the body of the person to you. James Foley is the man they beheaded in one of those very gory videos they showed. Intermediaries working with Islamic State ISIS are trying to broker a deal to sell the remains of U.S. journalist James Foley for $1 million after the terrorist group was not able to collect ransom for him and other Western hostages, according to two men who said the group wanted them to close the deal. The unnamed sources told a news magazine that ISIS will deliver Foley's corpse to Turkey and is willing to provide a DNA sample to prove that the body is that of the man the group beheaded in August. But ISIS is demanding payment of $1 million up front. They kill you if you don't pay, and then in death, your parents or your country will pay. That is ISIS for you. That is the language that humanity understands. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. There are kidnappings going on in Bayelsa State as well, as three expatriate construction workers were kidnapped on Friday in Bayelsa. A security forces spokesperson said the men, two Pakistani and one Indian. Pakistani and Indian, they come here, they are expatriate workers. Hey! Arwe, man. Anyway, they were seized at the Kalakala town. Do you know the place? Emakalakala town in Ogbia Council area, a few miles from the construction base. It's very, very terrible. A witness who declined to be named for fear of reprisal said he saw sporadic shooting in the air before the men were pulled into a waiting speedboat. A very intense search is on the way to locate and rescue them, said Anka Mustafa, spokesman for the state's joint task force, which includes the military and the police. Kidnappings going on around here. And then poverty and Africa. That is what Africa is known for poverty. Who benefits from the narratives of portraying more than 500 million people as poverty-stricken? Africa is poverty-stricken. There is no place you will go to and travel for 5 miles in any direction and you see unbroken opulence. There must be poverty. Chronic debilitating poverty. The worst of its kind. Of course, you can't blame them when they sell information to the zoo police. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this very evening. Our news headlines followed by our news summary on a day we are reporting that things are not the same anymore in Scandinavia, as those who we are yapping once again are now either in hiding for fear of deportation or we are rather deported into this very zoo, this very day. This is Radio Biafra, and also our lines are now open. If the barrister comes back to me with any more analysis, I will be able to welcome that. Otherwise, we must proceed. This is Radio Biafra. Or when you call us, all we ask you to do is to give us your name and where you come from, and humanity will be able to hear your voice. Once again, the number to call remains 0805-909-8137 or +234-805-909-8137. We are also on +44208-133-9976, +44208-133-9976. On Skype, we are on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. Wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra, as we said earlier, and very keen to reiterate. Please, please, please ensure that you send your funds to Germany. Germany is now the people responsible for everything that we are doing financially. Germany is responsible. We have a caller on Skype. Barrister is also here. A caller on the phone. Barrister, 1 second, please stay where you are. Let us see if our Skype is working this evening. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, of course. And nobody should ask me if I can hear them. I will tell you if I can hear you or not. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
I'm sorry, my commander. My name is Benjamin Achi Ngene. I am calling from United Arab Emirates, and I heard from Nkerefi in Nkanu East local government area of Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You will stay where you are. Having introduced yourself, remain where you are. Don't disengage. Stay on Skype because it's far more cheaper. Barrister is on a far more expensive line. He has called me on the phone. Barrister, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director Onwa. Of course, I can hear you. Thank you for the news. And, of course, thank you for all the prerequisites you put before us. And now, the analysis. Director, these days I tend to be picking and choosing the ones that is more interesting. Dangote's one, it is what I believe worth discussing more seriously. Saudi Arabia donated money for Ebola. But Dangote, milking Biafra money, is keeping his own very close to his chest because he's donating it to Boko Haram. Director, the reason why we are the way we are is because Africans believe in destruction. That is why we are the way we are today. There is no innovation. There is no scientific renovation of anything at all.
Barrister, I'm sorry to cut in. Barrister, there is scientific innovation. At least we can make homemade bombs. Barrister, I can tell you categorically that 31 people are feared dead in double bombing in Jos City. Just coming in is a breaking news in Jos. There has been double bombing there. 31 people dead. 31 people dead already. 31 people dead according to AFP. 31 people are dead in Jos. Yes, right now, in this very minute. New bombing from Boko Haram.
31 people dead.
Yes, right now, in this very minute. Yes.
You are making my case for me. That is destruction. That is where Dangote's money will go to. Destroy. Kill. But nothing to benefit the common man or woman on the street. We are very good at devilish entrepreneurship. Anything that will make our people cringe, what will make our people cry, what will make our people withdraw, that is all we are interested in. But to cure Ebola so that people will live longer, Dangote will not do so. He prepares to send money for destruction, building bombs, AK-47 and AK-48, and all the rest of it. Director, tell me what the zoo has ever achieved. Today.
Corruption, the perfection of corruption, stealing and corruption. No, I'm coming. Child trafficking, selling of babies. Do you know what it means to farm children? Setting up a farm where you can go and harvest kids and sell them for their organs and their parts. It's not easy. It's development now.
Director, you are the only man after my own heart. It's called destruction. That's what it is.
Destruction.
That is what they are capable of doing.
Black.
Destruction. Delusion. Deletion. That is what that zoo is all about. Embezzlement. Destruction of the souls, young children, young girls. Manipulation of the media society. That is what they are good at doing. Director, there has not been any good innovation. If Biafra was in power, you would have seen. You have seen what we call science. But we were saying it yesterday. John Mahama is a Hausa man.
And since he came in, no more electricity in Ghana.
Everything is gone. Why?
Hausa.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. I think I don't even need to say more. Take other callers. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister. Very accomplished, very eminent. I'm going back to the line. I asked somebody to wait on Skype. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
I can
can hear you, my director, sir.
Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Good evening, my director. My name is Benjamin Achingen, as I have told before. Your humble servant, and also a humble servant of Biafra in UAE, a volunteer force head in UAE. My director, I give you all the praise. And I thank you for what you have been doing and what all the indigenous, the real indigenous people of Biafra like you are doing for the people of Biafra. My director, what I really want to tell you this night here is, my daddy, God will continue to bless you. And God, you are the blessing of God already. But one problem is that our people did not know who you are. Just like when Jesus called, he said that Onya amuma di adile na benia, and that is only one thing. I thank God for your courage and for your strength, because it comes from God above. Tukuabiama. So my director, what I really want to say, I'm not even interested about Nigeria or not Nigeria. If they like, let Boko Haram and all, they kill all themselves, because Nigeria is an expired country. So my director, what I am here to listen and to hear your advice when you tell us to come, because I am angry here with my men in UAE here. We are under you and waiting for your command. So whatever the Boko Haram are doing, let them keep on, so that it will be easy for us when we match our own. That's the only thing. Because our people don't hear. We don't love ourselves. The foolish Hausa, Ndi Hausa to remember, offer with the problem I'm wearing now, this Biafra issue. But they will all die one after the other. The people in Scandinavia areas, they have seen it, because one of them called me on Skype and tell me, living Nandi Kanu is doing this, is doing that. I say, my friend, don't talk to me again over the... I deleted the person. I told him, I'm not here for gossip. I am here to follow my director. I don't know about this. It was you that made the Biafra eye to open. It was Wike came with his own. He did not even give us studies about Biafra, but you did it. He did not... What you are doing today in this platform, nobody has ever done it. I'm going to 40 years now. I never see such a thing. It is in you that I know that I am a real Biafra. So whatever they are doing, anybody that is against you is against himself and against his family. And that is true. So I don't know how to thank you. That's why I volunteer myself to die for Biafra, because somebody must die before Biafra will come. And I am the person to die. And I'm going to die to kill all those our enemies, so that my people and my children will be free, and be free indeed. So my director, whatever is happening in Nigeria, that is, because here I'm in UAE, if you tell me you're in Nigeria, most of our foolish Igbo people ask them, where are you from? They say, I'm from Ghana, I'm from Togo, I'm from this. I say, why are you not coming to a meeting? Don't you know you're a Biafra? I say, forget to go to Biafra. I look at them as a fool. They don't know what they are. And they don't want to listen to your studies, to your gospel. You preach here, they keep on gossiping. And so they will die in gossiping. And we, the real indigenous people of Biafra, in our blood, we get the Biafra. And that's what happened in the time of Elisha. When Elisha told them, by this time tomorrow, that food will come down. The people that doubted him, what happened is this. Elisha told them that you will see it, but you will not enjoy it. At the end, they see it, but they didn't live to enjoy it. They were killed. And so we shall kill any of our enemies. And most especially those people who are battling you, I devote myself to go after them. I know how to assassinate before I travel. I am not to assassinate any man that is against you. Forget about them, my director. Just give us command to come home, and I will give you my own knowledge of how I know how to deal about all those rules. Thank you, my director, and God will continue to bless you, because without you, I don't know what would have been happening to our people. Every day, people will say,
can you hear me? It has gone. It has gone. The line has gone off. And this is...
Dad,
yes.
And God bless you.
And God bless you too. We heard that bit, the most important bit. And God bless you too, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra, whatever you are. We welcome you. We are live. We are direct. People are waiting for us all over the world. And this very gospel must be preached. It must be propagated. Our enemies remains. I was a Fulani Yoruba. But those of them who are within, and there was a Turime, and there was a Bruna, for there will be no mercy. Everybody who crosses us will know that we never forgive, we never forget. Everybody. Only one of them we care. But at the end of the day, there will be only one group of people standing, and that will be us. We are indestructible. They must understand that by now. And I can go destruction. When the time comes, there will be no pity. I will not listen to any plea. I would not listen to it. Anyway, let's continue. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Before you proceed, I must apologize to you. Because I told you that I was coming to your father's compound. I wasn't able to do so because of the timing. By the time we were driving across Ihiala, it was too late. I had to get to a wedding to be able to broadcast to the whole world. Please, you must forgive me. I will come back to see you. Please proceed. The world.
I'm coming to a wedding tomorrow. From there, we'll come to my father's compound, director.
No problem.
Director, I want to take the oath in my father's compound. Director, if I try to be Ketukwu Eniago, if I try to be Rita Nebogo, if I try to be any of these vagabonds, shoot me dead and finish up my family. That will be my oath.
You're a good man. You are.
Director.
Yes.
Director, remain blessed.
And you too.
God bless you. The prayer I used to pray with my family on your head every day. It must come to pass because you are a good man. Director, you are a good man. Nothing will happen to you. Director, I want you to understand that we have a lot of saboteurs, not only Rita the Borg and her cohort. Okay, we have a lot of saboteurs. Look at Russia to Croatia. Look at what he just did. He gave the ticket to Buhari, his godfather. You see?
And Madokamad, hold on. But we gave him the ticket in Abga. Igbo people gave him the ticket. He went to, instead of him to represent Igbo people and Igbo interest, as well, Igbo interest, he went and gave it to Awasa. Typical Igbo man. Typical Igbo man. Igbo man to the core. Typical.
Director, I don't believe that man is an Igbo man, because if you listen to what Bianca Ojukwu said yesterday, the wife to our great hero. If you listen to her comment yesterday, everything she said is 101%. She was right. Director, these people and Russians is one of them. Russians take the ticket from Africa. The only party we have to secure our people. He secured the ticket from the Africa, and from there he joined the enemies. Director, you see, most of the time, I used to think that the way I want this struggle to go is not the way you put it, because you are a very good man. You have too much mercy on these people. Director, I think it's time to do the cleanup.
I know.
It is time to do the cleanup. When I told you that Ikechukwu Eniago, Rita Nebog and all these vagabonds, we need to force them out. You say no. I don't know what I'm doing here. I have been in Japan for years now. For a year and, let me put it this way, a year and. And the reason why I'm here, you don't want me to do that. I don't know why.
You will do it.
Why are you so good? No. Why are you so good?
At the right time, you will do it. Because of the promise I made to God, I am somebody, when I give my word, I stick to it. I said to Chukwu Abiaman that I will not kill any Igbo person until I have killed an Hausa person. And I am going to stick to that. I will not change
that. They have committed abomination. Don't you know? What they did is abomination, Director.
It is abomination, but sometimes the devil will always try, my dear brother, to try to make you break your covenant with God. You see, when you give your word, sometimes it's important that you keep to it, especially when you give your word to heaven. When you say to Chukwu Abiyama, do this for me, I will do this for you. You stick to your own part of the bargain. The devil will come and say, oh, he's going to serve you. Has he not disobeyed you? I don't want that to happen. Please. Everybody must be quiet. We must be focused on this very effort to restore our country. We will have saboteurs and enemies. It's only natural. But what I ask them to do is this. Everybody must remain truthful at all times. One thing is certain. There will be no mercy when the time comes. God in heaven knows.
That is what?
There will be no mercy.
Director, I'm loyal, sir. I'm loyal to you.
I know you are. You will remain so. My dear brother, you will come to Owerri tomorrow to see me. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller who happens to be on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are. Please, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Obinna Inyakanwa. I'm from Mbitolu. I live here in Greece.
Thank you. Greece is doing well. Greece, I got a call today from Greece. Greece is doing very, very well. People must keep it up. Keep it up in Greece. Go ahead.
Director, the reason why I called is because of the people that they deported in Norway. Yes. The same thing happened. Do you remember the guy that put our flyers in the dustbin when we went to make the rally on 30th?
That's what you said. Yes, yes.
The same guy went into the same problem. So when the police catch him, they wanted to deport him. He started to call me to beg me. After 1 week, we make the rally. He ran into the police, arrested him, and wanted to deport him. And he started to call me to beg me to forgive him that he don't know what he's doing. But I said, I warn you, if you don't want to join us, don't be against us. He started to make that people, he is all. But now, he's still in the jail, he's still in the police station now. He's still in the detention camp. Now, there's another guy, one guy from Anambra State. He came here. He's a new person. So I meet him. I ask him, do you come to me? He said to me, yes. I said to him, okay, see what you will do. You have to come to join us in our meeting. So he said to me that he want to get asylum first before he can join us. But I said to him, what do you need? So if you want to go to the police to take asylum, see what you use to take asylum. Use Biafra, and they will grant you asylum. And all this information I give this guy. Do you know that this guy went to the asylum and they gave him asylum?
Are you serious?
Yes, they gave him asylum. When I see him, he came back from the asylum and he called me. He said to me glory be to God that these people granted him an asylum. Now he have his paper now.
Amazing. Now he have his paper. Whoever is with us, Chukwu Abiyama will bless you. If you're against us, you are finished. Very, very simple. Come with us and you are safe. Outside us, you are finished. After that, you'll be discarded and wasted like cancer. We were was wasted. As simple as that. Thank you, my dear brother. Greece is very, very strong, and I want people to continue in Greece. Exactly the same way you are now. Namdo Bodechi is doing very well. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Obasi Christian Chidebere.
Obasi Christian Chidebere, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Obiago in Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, am I on to Radio Biafra?
You are live and direct to the whole world. Even Obama is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me first of all commend you people for the good work you are doing.
Thank you.
People like us are very, very proud of you people.
Thank you.
I am happy. I am speaking with you direct. But there's something I want to confirm from you. All this why I've heard about getting people on satellite, but I don't know how possible that one can do get through that. I just saw the I am offering that I thought the number and I had to call.
Do you have 16,000 naira?
Yes.
16,000 naira is what it will cost you. 16,000 naira, and you will be on satellite.
tomorrow.
Okay. Then if one will want to get it across, how do one do it?
I will get one of our officers here to take down your number. They will take down your number and they will obviously get back to you. And once that happens, they will make arrangements. Please, can you take his number down? Stay on the phone long enough for your number to be taken down. Then somebody will contact you to arrange for you to have satellite. You have satellite.
It's
very cheap now. It's no longer 30-something thousand, 16,000 all across the villages. They will be there. And very soon our FM is also, we'll be able to reach Enugu as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. People like us, we also want to join in the struggle. All of us are part of, we are struggling also for emancipation of our people too.
Are you a true Biafran in heart and spirit?
I think it is inborn. I inherited it from my parents. My father.
No, I was our blood in your family.
Former Biafran soldier.
I hope there is no I was our blood in your family, I said.
It cannot be. It's not possible.
Thank you very much. You'll be one of us. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. I don't know. No, not at all. It keeps ringing. I don't know if anybody is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Our Skype is working today. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Can you hear me? No, it's this one, isn't it? Is this very one? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
Director, my name is Inyuku Mene Kagu.
Inyuku Mene, yes, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you, sir. And how are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. Go ahead, the world is listening.
Yes, yeah, so I want to use this medium to announce our meeting in Aba. Please, this is urging everybody that wants to come to our meeting on Sunday to please come and come in time, as we'll be having a very critical issues to discuss. We have been mandated on certain works we have to do here, and up till now we have not done it. So please, every coordinator should take note. All the zonal coordinators in Aba should take note. All the members, please, you must attend this meeting. Even those at home are here, we need you to come so that our state coordinator will have to meet with you, so that you have to do a lot of work there at Omaha. So please, everybody in Aba, if you want to come to our meeting, please do call this number. 080-664-70780. And Director, please, most of the guys that spoke that day before yesterday were mentioning that they grew up in Aba, and some of them do have buildings here and families in Aba. So I want them to please call the members of their families so that they will come out and join us. If you have your family in Aba here, and maybe you are at Europe, America, please call them. Let them come and join us so that we can make these things and get together and share our ideas and move forward. So please, I'm urging everybody to please help us in what we are doing. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Aba is doing very, very well. I am happy with the leadership in Aba. I am happy with the coordinator. I am happy with the way they handled everything. They know what I'm talking about. I am happy with the way they took care of Biafrans who came in from all over the place. I am happy for the way they conducted themselves without complaining. I am happy about the camaraderie, the family, the brotherhood that exists in Aba. Anytime I go there, I am very, very pleased because I love what they are doing. All the leadership people are doing exceptionally well. And Mechukwa Biama, please continue to guide and sustain each and every one of you. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? Not at all. They cannot hear me. It is not possible for them to hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me either.
They were there before, now they are gone. This is Radio Biafra and all our lines are open. I believe that our Skype is also working as well. Let's go to the Skype to take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know what's wrong with them. Austin, is it? Austin, whatever their name is. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We are live every blessed day in the morning and also in the evening. If you call us, please endeavor to speak. If you call us, attempt to try and say something. Let's see who is on the line. No, the same thing is happening. I don't know where this static is coming from. No, no, not at all. There is static on the line. We are unable to take that very call. We are unable to take it. And this is Radio Biafra. Our Skype lines are working. They are working. People get disappointed very easily. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm so pleased to hear your voice today. And it's my first time with my brothers around the world, my Biafran brothers around the world. My name is Innocent Chukwumandebeze. From Umi Mekong here in Ohun, Abia State.
Is Ohun part of Ohun? Ohun is before my village. Iyojeta is our boundary with Ohun people and Osa. What I want to ask you is Ohun actually part of Ohun? That's what I want to know. Can you hear me? Oh, this is our brother. I need to learn this part of history. He has gone. The line wasn't strong enough. He's gone. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. I cannot hear you. I don't know if it is coming from there or from here. I cannot hear you at all. The caller on the line, I cannot hear you. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see who else is there. The caller on Skype, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, my name is Austin Okoye.
I'm calling from Ukraine. From where?
From Ukraine.
From Ukraine, Austin, because you are calling us on Skype, stay where you are. After this caller on the phone, I'll come to you. Don't disengage. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down and speak to me. The caller on the phone, please turn your system down and speak to me. The world is hearing. I can hear you very well. Your name, please, and where you are.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please.
Okay. Director, this is Dr. Ogedi Nzokwe.
Doctor, your voice has changed. Your voice has changed so much. Is it because I've been away from the... I couldn't pick up your voice. Why is that? Your voice has changed or what?
Yeah, I don't know why anyway, but Director, I've been trying for many, many days now to call you to present our report, you know, on the, so that it can be published for those who... so that Shea will... before all those people that tried to ridicule our struggle. Because they don't know that this struggle is divine. That God has chosen you and as his prophet and that you are preaching his message. Biafra wants to be free because we are created and born free. But the British came and handed us over to the Mohammedan immigrants of the north so that they can rule our life. That is why our people are scattered all over the world and without direction and so on and so forth. A lot is happening and people still don't realize themselves that, that we have no life as far as I'm concerned. I've always said it that, I feel very unhappy each time I listen to our music and I'm enjoying it. Yet my children don't even understand what they are singing because they can't understand my language. I start asking, is this the essence of life? You know, going to live in another person's life, country, probably having a good life. You don't have a country of your own. So, Director, I don't know if you can permit me to read out part of the...
Of course.
...of the panel.
Of course. Huh? Please go. Yes, go ahead, please, and do so. Go ahead and do so.
Okay. Yeah, let me get it out.
Go ahead and do so. It's very, very important that we understand it.
Director?
Yes, please.
Fellow Biafrans of the world, I want to use this opportunity to thank all Biafrans listening to the program today. This is the report of the dispute resolution panel. It's a bit, well, I think it will take about 5 minutes to go through it.
Go ahead.
This is a report of the inquiry conducted by the dispute resolution panel concerning the series of allegations involving some members of indigenous people of Biafra against the leadership of this struggle. The director of Radio Biafra and commander-in-chief of our armed forces, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, constituted the panel. The panel is made up of the following members: Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe, who is the chairman; Mazi Obioma Ebere, who is the secretary; Mrs. Amaka Wanebo, who is in USA; a reverend sister, I would not want to mention her full name because of her congregation, so her name is withheld; Mr. Rinze Awogu, who is the publisher of Eastern Pilot; Mr. Fred Onyale, who lives in Germany; Mrs. Ifediora El Chiwoba in Sweden. I hasten to add that most members of the panel did not actually participate in this report because we didn't get any feedback from them. However, we went ahead to do our work. This panel, as constituted, has the unique responsibility to resolve the present conflict and any that may arise in the future. The panel wishes to advise all members of the IPOB family that in future, if you have any problem with either the way things are run or administered, you should avail yourself of the use of the panel to air your grievances and make critical recommendations to us. From thence, the panel will remove any member of the IPOB family who writes anything damaging to the struggle or indulges in gossip or any other activity from the struggle that may undermine the struggle without adjudication. We wish to remind all members that the leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, endowed this power on us. The panel called for the submission of written evidence detailing any grievances through the secretary of the panel, Mazi Obioma Ebere, who also happens to be the secretary to the leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. The call was made through the radio broadcast and through posting on Facebook. Therefore, we believe that all the IPOB family involved got the information. Our findings wish to say that no one involved submitted any paper, evidence, or grievance. The chairman of the panel, Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe, personally tried a couple of times to call the office at Enugu without success. The panel members, through Facebook postings, to investigate the grievances and allegations of these IPOB members who excluded the panels and those who were removed by the leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. We therefore base our analysis and the recommendations we made on these Facebook postings. The analysis. Our analysis is that all those involved whom we expected to submit their grievances in writing were involved in posting to Facebook damaging and obscene write-ups. Since no one made a representation to the panel, we have assumed that all the postings on Facebook and all the yapping are mere gossip, which have no place in freedom fighting. We also made an assumption that their allegations have no basis, and that is why they could not make any representation or send written evidence to the panel in order to defend themselves. We also delved into the allegation made by this charlatan regarding financial misappropriation. We found out that monthly contributions made to Radio Biafra does not exceed £5,000 in any particular month. This sum we consider to run the affair of Radio Biafra, not to talk of mismanaging it. Also, it is worth noting that the director of Radio Biafra, commander of Arab forces, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, has said it repeatedly that this money was also being used to maintain our officers, and the forces in Biafra land. In the present world of high cost of living, this amount is inadequate to provide logistics, let alone run the radio station. It is also important to note that some people, especially the director of Radio Biafra and commander-in-chief of our armed forces, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, left their families homeless to make Radio Biafra a worldwide phenomenon today. Therefore, it is impossible to destroy what you have built unless you are a devil. On the allegation of humanizing, the committee considers this as a desperate attempt to smear our director by his accusers. We also know that a freedom fighter that would engage in such a practice can only risk his life unnecessarily. Mazin Nnamdi Kanu is a very disciplined man whose qualities and ways of life are impeccable. He is also a great man. To borrow from the words of our indomitable father, Professor Innocent Odenigbo, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu is a handsome, powerful young man. Many women would be clustering around him. The committee concluded that it is therefore in his interest, that is the interest of the director, to exercise discipline in such situations without endangering the struggle. Recommendations. It is our considered view that all those who have been suspended by the director, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, should remain suspended. All those who remove themselves also remain suspended. This is so because we believe they did not have any substantial ground in their accusations and gossip, and hence could not make use of the novel opportunity given them through this panel to redeem their image. The panel also recommends that whomever that is excluded and wishes to still participate can join his grassroots RPOB family after taking oath of allegiance to Biafra through the struggle. The panel also recommends that all those who wish to join or are already in the struggle should take an oath of allegiance to Biafra through the struggle. From henceforth, it is the panel's view that we do not need crowds, but determined followership that are ready to give our life for Biafra or the struggle. The panel also recommends that it is vital to have a biometric of all genuine Biafrans all over the world, including homeland Biafranland. We recommend that the minimum for you to possess a biometric identity document be once you have paid your defense fund or once you enroll in the Biafran army. It is also expected that all those enrolled in the biometrics will participate in payment of their monthly dues. Long live Biafra. May God bless Biafra and all those genuinely working towards her freedom. Signed, Dr. Ogeju Zokwe, Chairman, and Mazi Obioma Ebere, Secretary. Director, this is the report of the panel, resolution panel, and I would want a former to forward his email address to me through this video. My email address is Ogedi, O-G-E-D-I, and Lady O, L-A-D-Y-O. It's one word, Ogedi and Lady O, at yahoo.co.uk. I wish the director, if you can take down this email address and forward it to format so that he can reach me through my email address for me to publish this through him.
Of course, I will make that possible. Yes, I will. A former is listening, and he will come to you as quickly as possible. I must thank you for a job well done and for having gone out to take your time to research, to investigate, because I told you before you went into this, you have a free hand here. We speak the truth. We do not lie. Everything is in the open. You have done it. There was something you said that quite struck me as very, very compelling. You know that people are mad when they say that your wife is your girlfriend. One thing, it shows how beautiful my wife is, and secondly, how extremely vibrant that she is as well. People are insane.
Yeah.
At no month have we ever exceeded £5,000. So how can you run a radio station if you think it is easy? We can give you all the money from Germany.
for 4 months and will ask you to run this movement. Go and say, you cannot even set up a radio station with it. It's impossible to do. Talk less of running one and running a movement worldwide. There are some things that people don't understand. Please, Dr. Gedo Zokwe, if not for the grace of Chukwu Abiama, if not for his grace, I will not serve our people. They don't know the reason why I said I will not serve in any official capacity when Biafra comes. It is because Ndebe Anyembo for the... I don't know what is wrong with them. But God will save them, not...
Director.
God will
save them. Hello?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Director, please, I hope I'll get you when I come back to Biafra land, because I'll be coming for the Christmas, even though I'll be a bit late.
Come, I'll be here.
I need to...
I'm here.
I need to speak with you and probably see you and accompany you on one or two occasions at least to
no problem.
Do the work of Biafra. All
yes,
right?
Of course.
So when you get an unusual call, please at least try and find out whose number it is. I'll be coming in on the probably on the 26th, and I'll be in Uguta the same day. So once I come in, I'll try and call you at least, if not that night, which you are broadcasting in the night.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. When you get here, you call me, please. When you get here, you call me. You stayed with me. People say we have no office at all. There is nothing like an office. And then when Dr. Gedo Zokwe came, the same place where the room where Rita Nwog is now sleeping is where Dr. Gedo Zokwe slept. They said they are sleeping on the zip floor or mat or whatever it is. And I asked Dr. Gedo Zokwe, where did you sleep when you came there? They said there was no cenotaph, but I took Dr. Gedo Zokwe to the cenotaph, and he gave us another money that same day at the cenotaph to help with the work we are doing. Why is it that people find so much joy in lying? I don't know why, but here we don't lie. We can never lie. It is impossible to do so. I cannot sleep outside in the car, -2 degrees outside in the car, in Tesco's car park in Barking, to view the global phenomenon and through recklessness or sheer stupidity allow it to go to port. It's impossible. Nobody does that. Even Chukwu Abiama won't let me, or he will kill me. Either way. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone.
Good evening, sir. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please move away from your listening device.
Hello, director. Good evening, sir. I thank God for your life and how God is protecting you over there in Japan land. I'm calling from Ukraine.
Yes.
My name is Favor Mom Ife Onyebuchi.
Mom,
I normally
call
Mama Ife Onyebuchi.
Mama Ife Onyebuchi, thank you.
From Idato South local government in Imo State.
Thank you.
The upper land.
Thank you.
So, Director, there is a caller that's still on, I believe that he's still online from Ukraine, Austin something, Okoye.
Yes.
Please, special grace of God, sir. I want to drop my number for him to call so that we can know him, because I am assistant coordinator, zonal coordinator here in Kharkiv, Ukraine.
Okay.
So, but the guy always calls. So I just want to drop my number to him for him to call,
yes,
so that we can know him. We appreciate his coming, but we want to know him. We want him to be one of us here in Ukraine.
Of course. Give us your number, please. He's listening. He will copy it. Give us your number.
So my number is +380.
Yes.
93488.
Yes.
9870. Yeah, I repeat again, +380.
Yes.
934.
Yes.
88.
Yes.
9870.
9870. Okay. Thank you.
Let him reach reach me now anytime and we'll direct him what to do and how to get to us.
Thank you, sir,
and more blessings.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I have a caller on Skype as well. I believe he called earlier, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
I'm Chukwumandu Beze from Ohia, Umimeka, in Omaya.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I really want to thank you so much. You have touched my soul. You have touched my heart all this while. I've been listening to Radio Biafra. I've been following your programs. I will really thank you from the deepest part of my heart for what you are doing for our people. Actually, we both, we have been misled for a very long time. God have chosen you to bring us back to the land. And actually, you are doing a great job. You are doing a great job. And I really want to make a point for those that are gossiping, against you, talking all kind of things. We all have heard that.
Yes.
We stick on you. We will never leave you. We will restore Biafra completely.
Said,
if they like, let them bring down the sun. And we are ready to die with you. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you, my brother.
He said, and you,
you know, I would also like to thank every member of the indigenous people of Biafra around the world. You guys are doing a marvelous job. Actually, we are in the front line now, and I believe that this time losing this struggle is never in our agenda. It's never in our agenda because we have passed through a lot of hell, and no matter whatever that may happen in that zoo called Nigeria, Biafra is a must.
Yes, sir.
I so much thank you, my brother. May Chukwu Abiyama my guide and protect you. Asemo Awon Tatrage, no Oba, or Fodezi Amado.
Exactly.
You know, so a lot of people are with you. You should not shake in any situation. We are with you.
I know that.
Yeah, Tara, so. All the people that are running around talking all this thing, we know them. And when time comes, like you said, we'll finish the outside Fulani and the Yoruba first.
Yes.
Then by the time we turn to them, they will know what they have done.
And understand?
There will be no mercy. No mercy at all.
So
my director, you are a great man.
Thank you.
You have put out our heart, and we thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Since you are calling from Omuahia as well, or you are from Omuahia, I am very, very grateful. That is the part of the world where I come from. At least we are resolute. Very, very resolute and determined. And for those who do not know, Omuahia was also fell 2 times, and Onwatu took it 2 times. Very, very important. One of his last set-piece battles was in my hometown. And as soon as Omuahia fell, Biafra was over. And do you know where Omuahia fell? It's Okpuli Shiokwe, where we descended from, basically. Where we came down from heaven. Where we landed on this very edge. At Okpuli Shiokwe. Go and ask anybody. The precise point where Ojukwu Banker was built is in my father's compound. People don't know that. Today we tell them it's called Okpuli Shiokwe. The last major battle was fought in my town. In my own compound, the Biafra fall. And that is where Biafra will rise again from. Everything we do is divine. People don't understand it. They think it's a joke. The last battle for Biafra was fought in my village. I said the very last battle from my village, Ojukwu took off, never to come back. Of course, he did come back later on. There was where Biafra surrendered. And from that same compound, from that same village, will Biafra be resurrected. People, Hachina, we just came out. Nah, Bari. You don't know the name of a village, Zafara. That was where Biafra fell. The last... people don't understand this, do they? Put B-I in front of the name of my village, you have the name of our country. Is it a coincidence that Okpuli Shiokwe is the last stand that Biafra made?
the last place where we come from. They come from Okulishio. We can't ask anybody. It was a land that was given, that was taken by white people. Dr. Michael Okpara took it from them. It was his house that he gave to Biafra. It was converted to Ujuku Bunga. I think it was Moneke, who were then architects in Port Harcourt, that built it. They built the very massive and impressive tunnel using a complicated set of engineering skills never before witnessed in Black Africa to construct Ujuku Bunga. Inside my own father's... Opola Ishiokwe. Opola means where people came from. Ishiokwe, because there was a rubber tree that was there in those days. And there was also used to be a python in that very place. That python, when white people come, the python will go and drive them away. Ask anybody from Isiama Faruku, they will tell you. That same place was where Biafra, basically, as soon as that piece of land was taken over by Hausa Fulani, the war effectively ended. And from that same spot will resurrection come from. They think we are joking. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, good evening.
You are back again. Did you get a telephone number from Ukraine that somebody gave you?
Yeah. I got it. But I just want to make a suggestion, director.
Go ahead.
I want to suggest that since you are, if you won't consider the position you're occupying now, it's obvious that you having a lot of handful of a job with you. So what I want to suggest is that for us to make something easy, to make things easy for you, if the administration can look into it. Because I believe we have a genuine Biafra woman in this struggle, despite the fact that we have some inconsistent ones that have broken away. So what I want to suggest is that if there is anyhow we could make it possible for a girl, a genuine Biafra woman, to be reading the news. She will read the news and you analyze it. That is what she will do. So I think it's very, very, very good when a woman is reading the news and a man analyzes, and that will also help you to ease your, the handfuls of job you have to achieve. It's a kind of suggestion, director. I don't know if they are interested. Look into it and they see what they can do from there.
It's a very good suggestion, my dear brother, and we shall look into it. It's a very good one. Go and contact your family in Ukraine. Very, very important. Your brothers are waiting for you to call them.
I have the number, and as soon as I'm done with you now, I'm going to reach him.
Reach him immediately. We want Ukraine to be formidable, please. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for that. Your suggestion is well taken. We are here. We are live. We are direct today. I gave away a piece of history, which it was never my intention to give away. People do not know that everything is done very divinely. They don't understand that at all, do they? There has to be something done. They don't understand that Biafra war finished in my compound. They don't know that. As soon as my compound fell, there was no more Biafra. And Nwantogo fought very gallantly. He took Omuahia 2 times. Omuahia Buraboko Were 2 times. And it fell twice. The same way Owere fell 2 times and was taken 2 times as well. By Atrizie, of course, we lost too many people there. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening. And I must thank you very much for holding all this while on the phone. You're calling us all the way from England, which means it must be expensive.
Yes.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
That's right. Director, my name is Chimez. I'm calling from London, as you said.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I must appreciate your efforts in what you're doing. And the most interesting part of it is your consistency, I must say. I must appreciate you for that. Director, I just want to give a few advice. I don't know if that would be acceptable. I've been harboring this in my mind for quite a long time now. I just felt like throwing it in the open and in the floor and see what you make of it and what people would think, say about it. Yes, I was just saying that I think it's high time we, should organize another sort of 30th of May rally, but in this case it would be to go to Nigerian embassy. It would be a protest that we will organize in the whole, in this whole world, I should say, in the 88 countries that we have presence of, to march same day, same time, go to Nigerian embassy, saying to them in our placards that we don't want election, that we want a referendum. You know, this is just to obviously to have the whole world again on our side. You know, just like the children of Israel did in Egypt. You know, because I know if not by God's will, maybe he wouldn't have allowed them to go and seek permission from Pharaoh. He had the power to set them go without even, you know, seeking permission. It's not that we are begging them to, you know, to let us go, but it's just for us to do the need for him as soon as, you know, at least a main package we want for sympathy from, you know, around the world. You know, so once we do that, you know, if we do anything violent or anything that we will, no one would hold us accountable or say, you know, they didn't even want or say anything in the first place. You know, so I think it would be, you know, nice if we have a special day set aside, just like 30th of May, in all the eight countries that we have presence, go same time, same day, and then march in mass to say that we don't want election, we want referendum. So I don't know what our people will make of it, but I think it will help. Obviously, it will create tension, it will create awareness again. People will start asking questions. The people that, yeah, that are in the embassy will also know about Biafra. In all the whole 88 countries that we are in, anyone that is in that embassy that day will know about Biafra. And also, you know, I believe it will attract, you know, world attention again.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Incidentally, I do. And this is going to happen. We want to drive away all the saboteurs, first of all, and then we do what we are supposed to do. We know what we are doing, and we are proceeding very, very cautiously. What happened was that, you know, I keep saying this all the time, and then the Awasa Turimeha, those with Awasa blood, I never knew I was working with them. So now that we are cleansing, now that our oath is around and cleansing away all the bad eggs within our midst, we are then going to be able to do that, you know, very, very soon. We'll do it. I agree with you. It's something we're going to do. We hold this family together once again, as we once did, and then get it to be very as formidable, even more formidable than before, and then we hit the streets all
exactly.
Over the world. We're going to do that without a shadow of a
doubt.
Thank you very much, Madam.
That's great.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. I have another caller who happens to be on the line this time around on +44208133-9976. This is the first time we're taking a call there. This caller, can you hear me, please?
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you. My name is Obigilera. I'm calling you from England. It's just a quick one. I'm having issues with the payment site on the IPOB, especially the PayPal. I'm having issues with it. I don't know if it's still on, or I don't know what's going on.
The PayPal, you mean on radio, on, yeah. And go to the one on.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
No. Can you hear me?
Yes. I think I'm having issues with... I can hear you now.
Yeah. The problem is that go to radiobiafra.co.
Hello?
Go to radiobiafra.co.
Okay.
Yeah, go to the one on radiobiafra.co. Or alternatively, please, you will make contact with our sister, Nenaya, who happens to be in Germany, and make any transaction or any donation you have to make via Germany, please, because now Germany is in charge.
Oh, I don't have her contact, sorry.
You don't have her contact? Am I at liberty to give her your contact?
Yes, please.
Okay.
The contact you give her will be my Nigerian number, because I'll be going to Nigeria tomorrow.
Oh, you're traveling back here tomorrow. I would then suggest, I think I have that one, yes. I have the Nigerian one. I think I do. Yes, I'll give that to her. Or I can even give her this one, so she can call you even tonight. She can call you tonight before you set out.
She'll call you tonight.
She's a very genuine lady. Very genuine. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much, Mother Sister Obi. Thank you. This is one thing about our people. Those of them who are genuine sometimes don't make too much noise. Our dear sister Nenaya, she started supporting this very effort as soon as we started. Every blessed month without fail. I kept calling this woman, Kebe Wanyi Nkasi, who is this woman donating money to Radio Biafra every month? If not that I went to Germany, she would not have come out. Can you imagine such level of consistency for over 2 years?
And some people, they think, if not, I thank Chukwu Abiyama how I was made. I don't listen to gossip. I said, multiple 1 year. I shouldn't allow her to get close to me. I said, do you know, without her, you wouldn't have heard about Radio Biafra before. Do you know that? Sometimes people don't quite know what they're talking about. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. All our lines are open. We are here to educate, to enlighten without fear, prevarication, without retreat nor surrender. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. You know one thing? Somebody was asking me, what is the trick we use? When I said, there is a way I speak to Chukwu Abiyama. Anything I ask for, he gives it to me. I will tell another one today. I said to Chukwu Abiyama that your name disappeared almost from the lips of our people. We are the ones responsible for bringing back your name the way we praise you. The way we praise you, we are bringing back the same style we used to praise you before with. And then if Radio Biafra closes down or anything happens to us, who is there to let your children and your children's children know what to call you? So you must help us to do what we are doing. Provide us with every support that we need, that at least we can bring your name to the hearing, to the attention of your creation. And sometimes he will grumble, but he will still do it, you see. That is one of the tricks. We know what we are doing. People remember, was it Joseph that was wrestling with an angel and said, and the angel threw him on the, you know the Bible? You don't know the Bible. Chibre said, do you know the Bible? Do you know about who was wrestling with an angel and said, unless you bless me, I won't let you go? Jacob, wrestling. Hanabamba, wrestling. The way I pray is quite funny. I'm telling you the truth. You need to listen to it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm right. I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name, please.
My name is Shokoli Kelly, my brother.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Heaven. It's in the Biafra land.
New Heaven, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I just located from Enugu. From Anambra to Enugu, and I've been... There's no actual belief because you deserve it, Enugu, and I don't know,
Are you prepared to take an oath of office to serve your country and Chukwu Abiyama without being
afraid? Of course, Director. Of course, I'm prepared.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, your number will be taken, given to our Biafra land coordinator. He will come to Enugu to institute a new family there. The old contaminated family have been swept away. There was an eban. We don't need them. Police informants. A new one will be set up. And then we will go forth to go and worship God. Our work here is to praise Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. To make sure that Biafra comes and you will be able to lead them. That's what I'm saying. So be very, very resolute. You must make sure are without fear before your enemies. You must be very, very brave. You must be upright and very clean. Your hands must be very, very pure. Your heart without blemish, that God may love you. Very, very important.
I am 100% there, sir. I am 100% formidable.
Thank you very much. Somebody will contact you immediately after this program, that Enugu may once again rise up and become as holy as we know it is capable of. You know, sometimes, after all, the Temple of Solomon was sacked by the Babylonians. It was sacked by the Amorites. It was sacked by the Romans. It was even sacked by the British. The Temple of God. But yet today, it is almost in the firm grips of his own children in Israel. Therefore, Enugu may temporarily fall into the hands of Hausa, Fulani and police informants. But ultimately, it will come to us because that is our land. It is very, very holy and very, very exceptional. We must praise God there forever and ever. And the stones we use to build this very temple, we will get it from Ebonyi throughout. White and black marble only. There will be no block. There will be no cement. White and black marble, we will use the limestones of Nsukka to develop a special white mortar. I'm not giving them secret. with which we will be able to bind the stones together. We are going to build a temple to God in Enugu. Where Chukwuya Abiama will be worshipped in truth and honesty, without fear, without favor. Because only Chukwuya Abiama is worthy of praise. Only Chukwuya Abiama can you praise. Nothing more, nothing less. The only entity worthy of praise is Chukwuya Abiama, not man. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, as always, it is a delight and a pleasure to serve the wonderful people of Biafra in truth and honesty. It is also a delight and pleasure to let them understand that their only duty on earth is to worship God, not buying and selling. You have come to worship the Almighty God because you are very special people. You are very, very special all the way from Ebanke, stretching all the way to Opobo, to Calabar. Calabar being a corrupt version of Calabar, it is the same thing. Because we are one people, we may migrate, but we remain one people under God. If you're asking Chukwuya Abiama for blessing, your hands are very clean, your heart is clear and pure. If you like, you can wrestle with him. He will bless you. I will not go away from here until you bless me. How many people can say that when they are praying to Chukwuya Abiama? Unless you bless me. Not blessing by, not Pentecostal blessing, is hard work. We work very, very hard, exceptionally hard, to make sure we get to where we are today. If you try the same thing that we are doing, you will break down and be hospitalized. Nobody can do it unless you're working for Satan. As for us, we are the children of light. We are the children of the Most High God himself. And because of that, Biafra will come in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra once again. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you are, we continue the ceaseless, unrelenting propagation of this very gospel that will lead us into the kingdom of heaven, that the name of Chukwuya Abiama may be praised. Wherever you are, our lines are open. Whatever thing you have to say, whatever contributions you have to make, you must make it. If your conscience is clear, we welcome you here. If you believe in hard work, this is also the place for you. As we are reporting today, rather very sadly, the sweeping and mass deportations of people all the way from right across the Scandinavian countries. We don't know why that is the case, and we do not know why, just that it should not be happening. Terror alert, they said. Tragedy averted. What is happening to my pronunciation? Tragedy averted in Owerri, in Imo State. This today is December the 11th. I want to make sure this is not from the past. I want to make sure that exactly people that say that they will not contribute to the defense fund, those of them that said that, oh no, why are we belonging to Biafra? Even those sent by Awosa Fulani telling you that our defense fund is meant for divert Chinekika Bondioko. God will punish them one after the other. God will punish them. The Imo State Police Command averted what could have been a deadly bomb blast in Owerri, the state capital, today. I said today, not yesterday. It's a breaking news. Don't ask us where we got it from. We have people all over the place. It's being reported. The improvised explosive device, IED, was concealed inside a bag, carefully placed in a popular eatery joint in Owerri, around the Kenebu, a commercial area within the city. The Imo State Commissioner of Police, Abdul Majid, I'm not surprised, Ali, of course, Imo State is a Hausa Caliphate, who spoke to Nigerian FM, said he dispatched the bomb squad to the spot when his command got a distress call from a concerned citizen. The suspected IED was subsequently defused. The commissioner urged Imo citizens to be watchful and report any suspicious activities. What do you expect when you voted in Rocha Sokolocha? What did you expect? Now they are planting bombs in their brother's state, isn't it? Rocha is one of them, went in through Abga. That is what we talked about, exactly what my brother alluded to. Consistency. Never ever change. Remain who you are. Do not change. People can change, never change. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Loud and clear. Also, can I hear your voice? This is Radio Biafra. Speak that Obama may hear you, please. Go ahead.
Please, Director, this is still Stanley from Lithuania. I called you the other day. You said
did.
They were going to get back to me, but no one has gotten back to me yet.
I want you to hold on a second. Stanley from Lithuania, please. Brachimezia, can you come here, please? Make sure that Engineer Irania gets hold of this name on Skype and gives him and contacts him immediately, please. Stanley, yes, please. Make sure that this very name is relayed to our COC, our coordinator.
Hello,
of all coordinators. Yes, I am here. I can hear you very well. I am sure that the COC will make contact with you very, very shortly.
Hello.
That is certain. I can hear you. Can you not hear me?
Okay.
I can hear you very well. I hope our lines are not cutting, is it? I need confirmation because it is unusually quiet on this very front, which is unusual. This is Radio Biafra, and I can see that we are streaming. Okay. Can you hear me, Stanley? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. I can hear you.
Yes.
Can hear me, right?
Yes, of course, yes. Okay, anything else you want,
Director,
to say?
I'm waiting for the information so I can know how we can start a family here and also how to take it out.
No problem. Our COC will contact you very shortly. He's a good man. He'll contact you very, very shortly. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are taking your calls that you may be able to speak and the whole of humanity. They will hear your voice. We made that possible. We are in outer space. As well. Because the satellites all around the world carrying the signal from here to heaven and then back to this very earth is testament to what we can accomplish when we work together as a family. That this is IPOB, the indigenous people of Biafra. We are one. We are indefatigable. We are indivisible. Because Chukwa Biama is God. We have a caller on the
Hello.
Phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good evening from here. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Obi. I'm calling from where?
You're calling from where?
Hello? Yeah, my name is Obi. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
Thank you very much. From the heart of darkness. Please go ahead.
Your call has been placed on hold.
My goodness me, I didn't place myself on hold. How is that possible? Only in the zoo where the communication infrastructure is nothing to write home about. Hey, bad joker. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
You're calling from where? Hello?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have not taken your call so that I can listen to the feedback of my own voice. I wish you to turn your system down, turn it off completely, and be able to speak to me via Skype. Are you there?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Director, my name is Njeri Bayiwondo. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, before I continue, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Director, who shall separate me from the love of Director Nnamdi Kanu?
Nobody. Not even Satan. It's impossible.
Neither it and Obogo, nor Ikechukwu Eniago. No, every one of them.
No, even the phone that is ringing.
Director, Gadregi Namma.
Magoa, Namgoziege. Namgoziege.
Director, I love you. I love you. I love
you. It is mutual. And I love you too. I love this Biafran family. Abanyege Kamsi Pondi Buase. I love Biafra all the same. When I say I hate Igbo, I hate IGBO, but I love Biafra. For Biafra, I will die. I will sacrifice everything sacrificable for my country. Because I love this Biafra. I love this name, Biafra. Chukwa Biama blessed it. Chukwa Biama gave it history. We are the oldest people on the face of the earth. Even Lucy was found in the Afar region from where some of us descended from. We are history and history is us. Nobody can take away that heritage from us. The world may try to conceal fact. The world may try to conceal the truth. But the irreducible fact remains that before they all came, Biafra was here. There was Biafra. And Biafra will rise up again in our lifetime because Chukwu Abiam said so. If you only but come back to me, that was what he said. If you return to me, all your inheritance, I will return to you. And because he is God, and because his words are yea and amen, because he doesn't change, because the same way he was today, he will be tomorrow and forevermore, because he made the heavens and the earth, he understands all his creation, his words must come to pass. Instead of his words not to be accomplished, heaven and earth will pass away. Because of that, Biafra will come. Scientifically speaking, I am not talking about conjecture and rhetoric. I said, in terms of science, that Biafra will come. That all honor may go to the good Lord, to the Lord of hosts. Will be praised. There is nothing I say or do without mentioning the name of Chukwu Abiam in heaven. I told him, give us Biafra. We will worship you in truth and honesty. Every time, even in this era that mankind has abandoned the knowledge of God, in truth and honesty, we Biafran people, as original as we are, I don't know what is older than us. Israel is older than us by nearly 800 years. That's all. Only 800 years. I say, I'm talking about recorded. I'm telling you where my own research stopped. I have been researching. I have gotten to 5,000 years. I know there is a link between us and the oldest species of humanoid found on the face of the earth. I have not, all I have in front of me are hypotheses. I have not been able to string them together with facts. I am researching that extensively. And I shall do so in less than no time. In less than no time. That the world may know how incredibly formidable that we are. We are the children of the Most High God himself. This is Radio Biafra, my dear brother. Are you still on the line? Are you still there? Do you have anything else to say?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead. I hope Senegal is very strong. I hope they are strong in Senegal.
Yes, Director. Director, we are more than strong, sir.
I know so. I know so. From what Darren has been telling me, I know that Senegal is preparing. I know I put them on standby, Senegal and also UAE. We don't have enough funds yet to ask all of you to come back, to come to the camp at the same time, because the materials and the logistics will be a nightmare for us. We are not raising enough funds to be able to sustain a large army at the moment. We know volunteers are everywhere, clamoring every day. They tell me we want to come to the camp, but we want to be able to feed and sustain those that we have at the moment. That is why we have not called for you people to come back, but you're coming back very, very soon. I can assure you of that. There are things we are putting in place to ensure that the funding comes in and because anything we start, we never go back. So that is why we need to sustain this very effort ongoing until Biafra comes and beyond. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we welcome you. This is your platform where the truth is spoken, irrespective of who you are. And for those who do not know, everybody from Ebanke, everybody from Agboy, from Umunede, coming all the way to Ibobinozo, Ibuzo, as they call it, Isoko, Ishekiri, Ejo, those of you that, of course, if you say you're Ogoni, we call you Ogoni, all the way to Ogoni, even all the way to Ibibiland, the Bibios, the Efix, all of you, Idoma, Land, Egala, we are all one people. All one people. We eat the same type of food. We dress the same way. We believe in Chukwu Abiam as the supreme creator of the heavens and the earth. And we are descended from just one family. One family. We must know that very, very well. Nobody can dispute that, but it's a historical fact. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Turn your system down if you can and speak that we may hear you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me, maybe these are first time callers. The caller on Skype, can you hear me for the last time?
Hello, Director.
My goodness me. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
My name is Obioma.
Obioma, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead.
Director.
Yes, I'm here.
Rita Anibogo and Ikechukwu Enyiagu, they are the ones that are blocking your Facebook.
How can they? Of course, we know what transpired.
They are the ones.
They are not blocking it. Facebook.
We need their account so that we can block them.
We don't want to give people who are irrelevant credit. We know what drives them. They are unimportant. They are not relevant in what we are doing. Can then there was someone. What are we? Keo Kanyan and there was a. Ewu Awosa cannot be compared to Ewu Igbo. Ehi Awosa is not the same. Ehi Awosa is called Nama. Ehi Igbo is Ehi Kob. Ehi. There is no basis for comparison. They are contaminated. Not worthy to eat from the same table as myself. No wonder they were quickly removed by forces greater than themselves, because Chukwu Abiama cannot allow darkness and light to mix together. After our atonement, many things started coming out that I knew perhaps existed in the past, but also too blind to open my eyes to take cognizance of them. Now those things are coming to the fore, and we are making it known to everybody, each and every person, that Biafra is going to come in truth and honesty, that the name of the Lord may be praised. We are reporting today about a suspicious, in fact, there are even suspicious people in Owerri. From Okorocha, is it not suspicious? They say a suspicious package. That is a suspicious package, the same place that Mbakwe sat. Can you imagine that? The same office Mbakwe was in is where Okorocha is sitting. You know, we don't know how to value things, you know. When Biafra comes, then people will know who Sam Mbakwe is. When Biafra comes, we will remind the world as to who Mazi Mbonu Ujike is. When Biafra comes, we will remind the whole world about Akanu Ibiam. We will remind the world as to who Dr. Michael Opara is. And Ojukwu, of course. These are the men we will honor. Mazi Mbonu Ujike, if you don't know him, go and read about him. We will also honor Dr. Akanu Ibiam, Dr. Michael Opara, Sam Mbakwe, and also Dim Odumegwujukwu. I said honor. What nonsense. Yeah, guy were two by two. Bacha eko bacha. It's not all Ujukwu, that rubbish. You see what honor is. Tragedy averted. You know, when we talk about consistency, most people don't quite appreciate what we are saying. But let us go to the line. There is a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Your name and where you are calling the world from, please.
My name is Juan Nedo. I'm calling from Valencia, Spain.
From Valencia in Spain. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry, Director. I've not been around for the past 3-4 months. I was usually a regular caller, but I have not been around for the past 2 months. I just switched on to the Radio Biafra, and I heard somebody mentioning Rita. Is it the Rita we know, or a different Rita? Somebody was mentioning Block Rita. The last caller was saying Block Rita or something. Is it the Rita that usually accompany you, or is it a different Rita?
It is the same one.
Because I had a friend of mine that introduced me to Radio Biafra was telling me some people hacked your phone or something, yeah?
They stole my phone. They stole my phones. They stole my personal effect. Stealing.
Jesus Christ.
Stealing by, you know, trick, confidence tricksters. Oh, God, give me your phones. Let me hold for you. And that was it. I don't know that was their plan. People, I don't see people these days. I don't know who is real and who is, because people are so hungry here. They send them, they send these vagabonds to come and steal from me. And all the candy I took to bottle in those days in the village. Did you sell bottle in the village? Have you sold bottle before? No, I don't think you have. I sold bottle in the village. When my parents will leave, we'll go and sell bottle. 20 naira a bottle. Buying and selling, isn't it? They stole my phones to go and sell to Nigeria police. Buying and selling. Oh my God. Yeah, we heard you. Buying and selling is not a good thing. Heaven knows it is not. Are you still there, my dear brother? Please make it very, they are not worth talking about. We are here to get Biafra. Please talk to me about Biafra and about people who have murdered by Hausa Fulani people. Everybody knows that very well. It's very, very clear. If you doubt me, I submit myself to a DNA test. Very, very simple. You will see it. This is Radio Biafra. Don't bring it close to Biafra land. The same thing happened to Nnamdi Azikiwe. Not many of you know that Nnamdi Azikiwe was the person that wrote the lyrics of our national anthem. Our national anthem, the lyrics were written by Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe, but Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe could not remain faithful. He went and joined Nigeria. Why? He said to Ojukwu, I want to be the president. That is all. Ojukwu Lochog, he be our president. It's not done that way. He said, okay, since I will not be the head of state, I am going over to Nigeria. Nnamdi Azikiwe went to one Nigeria. And Biafra fell. As an Igbo man for you. Instead of this man to say, this young boy, Ojukwu, fought for all of these things. He did not. What did he do? He said, instead of me to be here while you are the president of... No. I better go to one Nigeria. Igwa nandi Igbo danger. Very bad from the beginning. Dr. Wilson Anene is on the line. You will stay there and wait for me. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Chima, calling from Gabon.
You're Chima, calling us from Gabon. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I just to congratulate our director to say thank you to all the people that God has blessed me. For the work you do. I'm so great and so happy and I'm here with all the work that you do.
Turn your system down, please. I plead with you. Turn it down. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? They are gone. They are gone on Skype. I don't know if the line is faulty. I don't know what it is. But I know that Dr. Wilson Anene wanted to call a while ago. And he wasn't able to get through. If he's hearing me and wishes to call us back, he is at liberty to do so. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system off. I like what is happening in Gabon. And I'm giving a charge to our COC to make sure that the Biafra family in Gabon is up and running the way it should. In Gabon, where the French pronunciation is Gabon. That is the way it's pronounced in French. I'm not saying I'm proficient in French. I would love to be, but I can't. Speak French very, very well. I want to learn Ibibio and Efik. That's the language I want to learn. If there's any other place I wish I can come from, it is from Ibibi land. I love Ibibio so much. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. How are you, Director?
I am here worshipping Chukwa Biama in truth and honesty.
Director, you're a great man.
Thank you very much. You are kind.
This is Ahmed Flendugo speaking from Ghana.
From Ghana, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, you know, many people have called and they keep mentioning the name of, what is that her name, Berechukwu Anibuogo. You know, I want to talk about the main marine spirit that the Queen of the Coast implanted herself into, try to bring you down. Yes.
So marine
spirit. No, Director, it is very, very important that I speak about this because honestly speaking, the very first day that I saw the time you traveled to the U.S., I was seeing some kind of pictures, but I believe that, you know, it's a Biafran thing, that she's our sister. You know, the way the devil planted himself into the snake is the way marine spirit, Queen of the Coast, planted himself into Chioma. Chioma, once that's her surname, Chioma Ahagotua, what did she call her name? You know, because if Chioma, hello, director, are you there?
I'm listening, so is the whole world. Please, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Because Chioma, you know, during the time she was floating around you, you know, their plan, she and Rita Nibuog, you know, their plan is to, first of all, to bring you down spiritually and also take over your marriage. It wasn't only Biafran thing, because Chioma also was working with Rita Nibuog, trying to, you know, why the demon in her was trying to use Chioma to seduce you. But of course, I know, honestly, that director, I must say that you are very lucky. Because now that I believe that it is real Chukwu Abiama that sent you. Because if they could not succeed in that manner they have planned, honestly, nobody can be good than director.
Thank you. Thank you. Nobody
yes.
can.
Yes, nobody can. And I am so happy that your wife is suddenly behind you, supporting you in everything, because their plan is to, you know, they wanted to destroy your marriage. But I know that your wife knows whom she is dealing with. You know, because since we have been talking about Rita Nibuog and Chioma, none of them has ever, okay, at least try to prove, you know, they should have called her this way. Or try to, you know, but Chioma has been hiding herself, you know, behind the scenes, sending a lot of evil messages across. You know, her plan was to, honestly, to, you know, to capture you, forgotten that you're a married man. You know? Forgetting that you're a married man. But I thank the Chukwu Abiama that she couldn't succeed.
Nobody
she could
can.
Not succeed.
Nobody can.
Hello?
Nobody
yes.
can. Nobody is
yes.
as beautiful as my wife. Nobody can. Nobody yes. can, because I walk by the Spirit. People don't know me. I operate by the Spirit. Anything that my spirit rejects is rejected. Anybody who is evil is presently evil, and I gravitate away from them. Sometimes we may be able to stay close to people for confirmation that they are truly very, very bad. People hide under many names. On they go and forge and fake Facebook accounts to try to say things to see if they can succeed, but they are mad. Our focus is on Biafra, my dear brother. And on Biafra, it will remain. Everybody trying every nonsense has failed, and they will continue to fail. They can pretend. I know she's the one behind all of these things. I am married. I cannot marry again. It's impossible. It is impossible. If I like, in my culture, I can marry 40. If I want to marry. But that is not what I'm here to do. I am here to get Biafra. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Dr. Wilson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Our director, good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
I thank you so much. I am the first person that say that you speak through God.
We have lost him. He is or is mobile. I believe he is driving because of what I can hear from the background. We have lost connectivity with him. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. Every secret, and people we are hiding and sending messages, they don't know people can decipher who they are. All of those fake Facebook accounts. People are very stupid, you see. We are not going to be distracted from what we are doing. We are focused like a laser beam on the restoration effort. And Chukwu Abiama is with us. Chukwu Abiama is God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, please. I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from? Turn your system down, if you may. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Nandi. I have turned my system down. As always, my name is Mike Udebune. I'm calling from St. Helen, Auckland, Bishop Auckland, County Durham, United Kingdom. And I'm from Ebenezer, Agwapa Local Government, Anambra State, Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Now, what I have called is essentially to make a passionate appeal to those group of people that call themselves Biafrans. Since
October the 4th, or is it October the 3rd, when we did our tournament, a lot of water has passed under the bridge, in a manner of speaking. What I'm about to say now is, since then, I have been in touch with a lot of people through the phone. Some I spoke to face-to-face, some on Facebook, some through email, and all whatnot. All I've gathered is that everybody wants Biafra. Everybody wants Biafra. It's most of them. So we say, some people told me, yes, I want Biafra in my lifetime. But not the Biafra that Nnamdi Kanu will bring. Now, I now ask, if all of us want Biafra, and some people do not want Nnamdi Kanu to lead the struggle, who is putting himself or herself out to come and lead the struggle? I usually conclude by saying, when I discuss with them, I said, if not Arafat, who will lead the Palestinian Liberation Organization? Like Ojukwu said, if not him, who? So what I've come to realize is that the real problem we have in our march towards restoration of Biafra is not really the Biafrans that are home, but those of us that call ourselves Biafrans that are in the Western world, that is to say, United States and Canada, the rest of Europe, Asia, and then Australia. The hypocrisy, or should I say the contradiction, I can never understand is this. Some of us have been exposed to the Western way of life, and we've seen that this is where things work, but we do not want to replicate that system at home. Let me illustrate by two examples to tell you that, irrespective of what some people claim, an average Biafran who is abroad is so much delighted in being in bondage. I was opportuned to visit the Scandinavian countries, Sweden, I went through Denmark, and then I just came back. Part of what I'm doing in work led me over there on a private business. Some Biafrans I spoke to, those I met, I couldn't believe what our people go through in foreign land, just to make sure that they be able to eke out a living. I give you one instance. Do you believe that as I'm speaking to you now, as I'm talking on Radio Biafra now, the temperature in UK, in County Durham, UK, is 4 degrees centigrade this evening or this night? Somewhere in the Scandinavian, like say in Sweden, the temperature might be minus 1 or 4 or 2. Yet, as early as 1 a.m., somebody will get up and they'll be getting ready to go to work. What work are they going to do? To go and be distributing newspapers from 5 o'clock in the morning, or maybe from 2 o'clock in the morning till about 6 a.m. Under a very extreme temperature of about minus 1 or 1 degree centigrade. And these are people that are well educated. Yet, people do not see the need for us to hurry up and then realize our manifest destiny called Biafra. When I spoke with some of them, they were even telling me that such a job does not even come easy. You still have to struggle to get it. Man, I'm telling you, and I hope all Biafrans worldwide are listening. I can't believe this.
All over the world, including Obama. Obama is listening.
So this is the type of job our people are doing. I was told that somebody with a PhD holder is even lobbying to be a newspaper distributor from 1 o'clock in the morning to about 6 a.m. in a place where the temperature cannot go above 2 or 3 degrees centigrade throughout the winter. Can you believe that? Then, I met another chap. He told me he's from Imo State. He said he came over to look for something to buy and sell. All he was telling me was that he had to go all through so many places, all to different countries in the Scandinavia, to go and see if he can buy a van and load it with different types of engine parts and move down to Biafra land. Move it to Hamburg, from Hamburg to Lagos. Then from Lagos, maybe to Aba or Afionisha. And I asked him, after all this, what is the profit margin? He said, well, if I get around 150,000. For all these 150,000 naira, when the dollar is changing for 188 naira, as of today I'm talking to you, why the pound is about 285 naira to the pound? So this has, sometimes I sit back to think, what really are people think we are? What are their friends really thinking about? Is this life? Is this what we came to? Is this what our destiny is? Is this what we are going to bequeath our children? Because a senator who earns more than Barack Obama is so greedy that he or she still wants the wife to go and deliver their first baby or second baby or tenth baby somewhere in Western Europe so that that child's future will be secured. Yet our people do not see through all this. All they are after is to sit down and then pull ourselves down. What I'm going to ask Biafran is, if there is anybody who is capable of delivering this Biafran that all of us so want and desire, let the person step forward today, tomorrow, and let us encourage the person. Biafran, in the Western world, we are all suffering. From what I can see, Biafrans are all suffering, irrespective of the fact that some of us will pretend. No matter what you do, you are still a refugee in any country you are, irrespective of the passport you are carrying. So, unless some people somewhere resolve within themselves that enough of all this bickering, enough of all this backbiting is uncalled for, as for me, I've come to realize that without Nnamdi Kanu, as of today, being 11th December 2014, there is nobody. I've not seen. Maybe tomorrow somebody will emerge. But as of today, as I'm talking, there is nobody. So enough of all this. We should not be tearing ourselves apart, busting ourselves at the seams. In the end, after all this abracadabra, we are back to square zero. Biafrans are suffering. You don't have a home in Biafra land. In the Western world, where you claim that you are settled, you are, it's nothing. You are still a slave. I mean, how can somebody be having a PhD and be loving to be distributing newspaper in the morning? Something that with a school start elementary school certificate you can do. Not to talk of people that are having different chance of degrees, and yet they're looking for how can they go and clean somebody's bedroom so that they can aid their living? I mean, we should be ashamed. We should be ashamed. Yet, in the midst of all this, all we are interested in is how to pull ourselves down, how to destroy the Biafra movement. If in the end, we continue to behave like this. So, all the efforts by people like Dr. Odoyibo, all the effort that such a man has made toward making sure that Biafra comes in our lifetime, will everything go with the wind? So please, fellow Biafrans, wherever you may be, we haven't started. As of today, the only leader, somebody who is capable today, is Nnamdi Kanu. Without him, nothing is moving. I don't see anybody as a plan who will take over, unless the person shows his or her hands tomorrow, then we follow the person. Enough of all this nonsense. People should stop all this bickering. In the end, we are nowhere. We are being punished. Mao Zedong, the great Chinese revolutionary, said, it is not the color of the cat that matters, but the cat that can kill the rat. That is what we are now. We are with Biafrans. Everybody, left, right, and center. Even thieves and those that are not thieves. We all need Biafran. Then who is going to get it for us? Who can stand up to be counted if not you, Nnamdi? So that's why I'm saying all this. I've seen a lot, I've had a lot. We are all suffering, and yet we do not want to own up and then say enough is enough. So please help us. If any group, for whatever reason, cannot concretely show us what they are capable of doing to advance the cause of Biafra restoration, please quietly let the group dissolve out. As of today, when you mention Biafra, it's only now the Canada people are interested in listening to. All we want to do now is to be a human being. It's a human being, it's not perfect. But at the same time, we have to rally around him to make sure that what the right, the torch passed on to us, of what is extinguished. We must carry this battle till the end. Please, Biafra, this is a passionate plea. I'm not the best to say this type of thing, but I felt wounded, morally and psychologically, I'm wounded because I see my people suffering. Somebody who is well educated through the western way of educational system, yet you come out, all you are lobbying for yourself to go and do an early morning walk when everybody is sleeping. Man, I don't know. Everybody should think. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra, an epistle well delivered. The problem we have is envy, greed, and jealousy. If not, why did Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe not support Biafra after composing the lyrics of the Biafra national anthem? Any day we find answers to such questions, then we know we have truly advanced as a people. He believed in Biafra. He wanted liberty for us. After all, he fought for liberty for Nigeria. But as soon as it was made clear to him that you will not lead, he's the leader. He said no. Odokara, he went to the zoo. From that day, the spirit of leadership. Everybody wants to be the leader. They can't do anything. They stay by the sidelines. They cannot do the work. You go and do all the hard work. Ojukwu declared Biafra Zeke wanted to be the president. When they said no to him, he ran to One Nigeria. Inconsistency. They know to what you know, nobody can get her. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you for having listened. But before I close, I have an announcement to make. There is a meeting coming up in Senegal. They meet every Friday. It's called Yungolin Hotel. Yungolin. Have you lived in Senegal as well? They told you how to pronounce it. It's Yungolin, yes? Is that right? Yungolin. It's Yungolin Hotel in Parcel. Is that correct? Parcel or Parcel, I don't know, in Dakar, Senegal. The time is 4:30 p.m. every Friday. Please, there are special issues to discuss. This is happening tomorrow. You must try and attend. Things are happening in Senegal, and you must attend. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we thank you for having listened. People are still calling us. We can no longer take any more calls this evening. We ask you to please try and bear with us. Let us see anyway. Who is there? An exception. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, director.
Good evening. You are a very lucky man. We are about to close. And yes. I'll take a call. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. My name is Chiman Papadegonomowa.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Malaga.
Thank you.
Yes, director, I'm calling the last caller. Remember my first name is Egonomowa. Do not listen to anybody. Director, God will bless you. You are the dynamite of Biafra, whether they like it or not.
You remain
the dynamite. What I want to give them, I know that they are listening wherever they are today. This is a promise to them. But all of them who said that, all of them will land in Biafra land after the international airport, Biafra land. Whether they like it or not.
You are kind.
All of them must land in the international airport, Biafra land. Nobody will stop that. You are the dynamite. God, Superman have ordained you, and nobody will stop that. Nobody. I swear to Superman. I never called Radio Biafra often, but let me tell them on eighth day. Most of them should be unlucky if I will be the one to lead them. Most of them will be very, very unlucky if I will be the one to lead them or their family. There is no mercy on any side. There is no mercy on any child who slept his mother. There is no mercy. Ever.
He said, my dear brother, this is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you for having listened. Why we do what we do is so that you will be free. One day when our memoirs are written, one day upon reflection, you will see that our approach is the best. If we don't do things the way we do it, we will not be where we are today. The fact that Biafra is reverberating all over the world is down to the work that we continue to do every day at our respective family units all around the world. That work is relentless. That work is ceaseless. Is rubbish to me, doesn't affect me, doesn't stop me. It will only spur me on because the only joy I get is defeating my enemies. I love it. I thank you all for listening. Tomorrow, you join us again in the morning. For those who do not know, Biafra is a religion. I repeat, Biafra is a religion. Here on Radio Biafra, this very noble platform is where we worship Chukwu Abiama. Because only him is God. And because of that, he will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families, unless mi wonyoshi no nyama, in which case, something is more important than all of us put together. Something is more important than life itself. That thing is Biafra. Therefore, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me here in this holy land of Biafra, it is simply good evening.
was born.